California. This is Rollin with the Flag Center. With fire season clearly upon us, we're inviting you to join us in celebrating all police, firefighters, and first responders who keep us safe day and night through thick and thin. We salute you. The Flag Center keeps plenty of thin blue line and thin red line flags in stock. To get yours, stop by the Flag Center at 2124 Hilltop Drive or on the web at theflagcenter.com. Flags, flagpoles, and accessories since 1980.
The Ramsey Show.
When you're walking around with a little picket in your hand and you're saying, I demand $22 to work at McDonald's, then you don't get to bitch about inflation.
Yeah.
Because you caused it.
It's the Ramsey Show, where we talk about your life and your money. Listen weekdays at noon on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio station.
Want to talk to Santa Claus himself?
Ho, ho, ho! Merry Christmas!
That's right, folks. Santa will be live on the air December 12th from 6:05 to 7 p.m. Tune in to Heroes of the North State, hosted by Michelle Slade of My Umbrella Marketing. Tell Santa your Christmas wishes or just say hi. So mark your calendar for December 12th. Tell a friend and talk to Santa live while making magical memories. Call 530-605-4566 or 530-605-4567.
Ronald Hoffman.
Welcome back to another hour of the weekend edition of Intelligent Medicine. We got lots to talk about this hour. I hope that you're enjoying the program, and we're going to provide you with news that you can use on the health front. That's what we do each weekend. The best of high-tech medicine, the best of natural therapies, putting those together for you is my task each weekend. And you can participate, 877-726-8255, our number. That number avails you the opportunity to call in with a question or perhaps share a medical experience, often very illustrative to your fellow listeners. So let's take one of those recorded questions.
Hi, Dr. Hoffman. I have a question about the Urolithin A and how effective it is for just daily energy other than working out. When I work out and I use it, I feel great. But other than that, I don't notice a big difference other than when I'm exercising. Just wanted to know, and how it compares to the NT factor glycophospholipids in NT factor and also in healthy aging, and how you compare the two and which one you recommend. Thank you.
Okay. So the answer is all of the above because all of these things help to support the mitochondria, and they may work in different ways. So first, let's talk about NT factor. NT factor is a phospholipid compound, and it's based on the idea that as we age, our cell membranes deteriorate, as do does you know virtually every structure of the body. But the cell membranes are very important for communication between cells, and within the cells are mitochondria, which are like the little batteries within cells, the energy-producing parts of the cells. And they, too, have membranes. And the membranes of the mitochondria are these kind of scaffoldings on which energy production occurs. And if those membranes are frayed or damaged, energy production decreases. So by providing building blocks for the phospholipids within cell membranes, we can restore cellular function, we can restore mitochondrial function, and studies have borne this out. They've done a fair amount of research on what's called LRT, lipid replacement therapy. So that is one way to support mitochondrial function and energy, and I've seen it work in patients, and I personally take NT factor every day. I take the NT factor powder, a scoop of that every day. When I'm traveling, I take the patented energy, which are little lozenges that kind of dissolve under your tongue. So Urolithin A is something newer because I've been using NT factor for, you know, probably more than 20, 25 years myself. Urolithin A came on the scene, you know, probably about 3, 4, 5 years ago as something that was derived from pomegranates. And we've done programs on Urolithin A. And I think it's a real strong candidate for mitochondrial support, but it works in a different way. It works on what's called mitophagy, which is the cleanup crew for senescent mitochondria. You know, there's, as we age, we accumulate more senescent mitochondria. It kind of gums up the cellular works. And mitophagy is the process by which we take out the garbage, in effect, specifically when it comes to the mitochondria. Now, urolithinase is present in certain foods to a certain degree. Its precursor is present in pomegranates, but it requires the action of the microbiome to activate it. It's actually a metabolite. And some people don't have the right microbiome to make it, so they have negligible amounts of urolithin A. In studies, administering urolithin A to older folks, and this is germane because, you know, it's one thing to do stuff in the test tube and say, well, this pathway looks better and that pathway looks, you know, improved and, you know, this metabolite is, you know, increased and blah, blah, blah. But where the rubber meets the road is in terms of performance. And the study that got my attention came out in Nature.
You're listening to KCNR, Shasta Redding. We will resume.
Want to talk to Santa Claus himself?
Ho, ho, ho! Merry Christmas!
That's right, folks. Santa will be live on the air.
And also, they found that plasma levels of certain energy compounds, like acyl-carnitines, actually, these are energy-inhibiting compounds, were decreced. And also C-reactive protein was decreased. Now, that's an inflammatory compound compared with placebo. This is what grabbed me. The average increase from baseline in a six-minute walk distance. In other words, they say, you got 6 minutes, walk as fast, walk as far as you can. The average increase from baseline in a six-minute walk distance was 70 meters in the urolithin A group and 42 meters in the placebo group. That's pretty significant increase. That's about, well, about 30% increase, something along those lines. You know, maybe even closer to a 40% increase. So there was also an increase in maximal ATP production in the urolithin A group. Now, that's an energy compound par excellence. And so I've added it to my regimen. Now, here's, you know, what you're experiencing subjectively, that's great, is that when your body is stressed, you perform better. But when your body's at rest, well, maybe it doesn't kick in for you. And that's to be expected. You know, perhaps if you were more debilitated and broken down and not in good condition, you might experience a boost in your at-rest performance with your urolithin A. But since you're in pretty good shape, you feel okay anyway, with or without urolithin, but when you exercise, you notice that effect. So, you know, the other thing that I recommend, I mean, there are many things that are helpful for mitochondrial function, but the other thing that I'm big on is nicotinamide riboside. I think that's sort of a trifecta for mitochondrial support, NT factor, nicotinamide riboside, urolithin A. Yes, it can get a little pricey, but, you know, what better investment is there in your health and longevity? And, oh, by the way, urolithin A just demonstrated in a recent study another side effect that you won't feel, which is improved immunity. So greater freedom from autoimmune diseases, potentially, and resistance to infectious diseases, according to a recent study that showed beneficial effects on white blood cells, lymphocytes that defend the body. So there you have it. And I'll give you the, you know, heads up on urolithin A, because here's the copy that I'm about to read. If you're ready to unlock a secret to youthful vitality, well, meet MitoPure. That's the brand name for urolithin A. It's a revolutionary urolithin A supplement from Timeline Nutrition. MitoPure ignites mitophagy, which I just talked about, the body's natural anti-aging pathways. We age, our cells can become damaged and dysfunctional, but with MitoPure, you can recycle those worn-out cells. MitoPure is a clinically validated solution backed by over 15 years of robust scientific research. Boost your cellular energy, enhance muscle strength and endurance, and even fight skin aging. Yeah, they have some topical skin products, which I use, and I think they're great. All without changing your diet or exercise routine. I discovered MitoPure a couple of years ago after diving into the science of urolithin A, and since then, it's become a vital part of my wellness routine. For more information or order, visit timeline.com/Hoffman. Use coupon code Hoffman at checkout to get the 10% discount off MitoPure. Whether you're looking to support muscle health, enhance your skin routine, or invest in your long-term vitality, MitoPure is your scientifically backed ally in the quest for slowing down the aging process. That's timeline.com/Hoffman for MitoPure. Okay, this item I found interesting because it talks about kind of weird headline. Research shows caterpillar fungus can slow down growth of cancer cells. Now, often when I see articles like this, I go, I think I know what they're talking about, but I wasn't sure. And when I read the article, scientists from the University of Nottingham School of Pharmacy have been studying how a parasitic fungus that grows on caterpillars could work as a potential treatment for a range of diseases by studying cordycepin. It's a chemical compound found in these mushrooms. So it's a weird thing. This is kind of a conjugate of a fungus with an animal. And the fungus that infects the animal results in the production of cordycepin. And the product is cordyceps. I've been taking it personally for years to boost my immune system. It's now shown promises of cancer medicine in a range of studies. And so they believe that cordycepin is associated with cordycepin triphosphate, which is shown to be the likely cause of the effects on cell growth and therefore the molecule that can directly affect cancer cells. Okay, so they figured out the mechanism of action. It is one of those things that has traditional use, and now modern science supports its use. Think cordyceps for immune support and even for cancer prevention and for prevention of recurrence of cancer, part of your overall anti-cancer regimen. 877-726-8255, our number. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. You're listening to Intelligent Medicine. Did you know that collagen makes up 30% of the protein in your body? It's a substance that gives structure, support, and strength to your skin, muscles, bones, and connective tissues. Collagen is what keeps our skin firm and youthful, preventing it from sagging. It also supplies amino acids that are crucial for building healthy hair and protecting hair follicles. The collagen supplement that I use and recommend to my patients is Revive by Bright Core Nutrition. Revive combines 5 types of collagen with hyaluronic acid and biotin to heal and nourish your skin, hair, and nails. Studies show that collagen also helps relieve joint inflammation and pain. If you're looking to heal your body from the inside out and reverse some effects of aging, Revive could be your answer. For more information and to order, visit mybrightcore.com/Hoffman. That's mybrightcore.com/Hoffman. As a listener to Intelligent Medicine, buy 2 bottles of Revive and get 1 free, plus a collagen sheet mask as a free gift. That's mybrightcore.com/Hoffman for Revive Multi-Collagen Protein.
If you're having to stretch every dollar a little further these days, you're not alone. At Kyolic, we've got some tips, free samples, and coupons to help you keep costs down. Go to kyolic.com/radio for yours.
With a budget-conscious diet and smart supplement shopping, you can navigate higher prices while maintaining your physical and financial health. Look for multifunctional supplements like Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract. Kyolic offers formulas to support cholesterol, blood pressure, circulation, blood sugar balance, stress relief, and more for men and women. Aged Garlic Extract is backed by clinical studies that have shown it to provide many cardiovascular and immune health benefits. to help you stay healthy on a budget, get free Kyolic samples and in-store coupons on our website. Go to kyolic.com/radio. That's kyolic.com/radio. Kyolic aged garlic extract formulas are available at natural health retailers and online.
We're with Bridget, whose husband won't be home for months, and whose daughter is due any day. We're with Mike, who's leaving home to protect his family and yours. We're with all service members and their families who need community, connection, and maybe a bit of magic. Are you with them? Learn more at USO.org today.
I heard the call to serve, so I answered. I earned a title and discovered my purpose. I found belonging, an unbreakable bond with my fellow Marines. We fought to overcome adversity together in defense of our nation and its people. I've lived a full life, rich with meaning. And even though I no longer wear the uniform, I am still a Marine. My service has come full circle. I will always look after those around me. I will always uplift and support my country and my community. Because that is the promise I made. That is what it means to be a Marine. Semper Fidelis. Always faithful. Always Marine.
How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right, for about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing-fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back. But you're going to love it, and you're going to love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-945-4062. 800-945-4062. 800-945-4062. That's 800-945-4062.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
Will Donald Trump's greatest battles be not with his political opposition, but with the permanent bureaucratic underclass? Find out what upheaval's going to hit the Beltway right here on Liberty Nation.
Author, columnist, managing editor of LibertyNation.com, podcast host and conservative policy advocate.
We dismiss history at our peril.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
DrHoffman.com, your portal for cutting-edge information on health and nutrition.
Back to Intelligent Medicine, Dr. Ronald Hoffman, with you. And let's talk about efforts to improve childhood nutrition. And we know we've got a problem here because more and more kids are overweight, more and more kids are diabetic, more and more kids are prone to higher risk of cardiovascular disease, not to mention mental disorders among kids that are just rampant. And so there are government efforts that are designed to improve childhood nutrition. And among them are school-based nutrition ed programs. And I remember health classes from high school, and mostly they were a snooze. You know, they would tell us about all the healthy things to do. Don't smoke, don't drink, don't, drive crazy, don't take marijuana, you know, all these kinds of things. And we just blew it off. Because we're kids. Kids just, don't respond to that kind of thing. But still, the government is spending inordinate amounts of money trying to educate kids about nutrition. And, you know, I think conceptually this is a good idea. Three nutrition education curricula were identified in this study. From 2023 to 2032, the projected implementation costs of the curricula nationwide range from $1.8 billion to $3.5 billion. And in order to be cost effective, each curriculum would have to reduce average child body mass index by just 0.1. Okay, to get an idea of, you know, BMI 29 is considered overweight, BMI, I don't know, 30 and change is obesity, but a 0.1 increase, that's barely budging the BMI. That's a tiny amount. But, you know, they did some modeling on this, and what they concluded is, and this may be, you know, the basis for, you know, Elon Musk's and Ramaswamy's DOGE program, this effort to curb government inefficiency, because the conclusion here is that school-based nutrition education programs alone are not cost-effective for preventing childhood obesity. They did a, this is a projection, a micro-simulation, a modeling study, you know, while it makes kind of sense, like, talk to kids about nutrition, tell them about healthy nutrition, where the nutrition lessons are learned are mostly at home and not in school. Like, parents have a tremendous amount of influence on what kids eat by example, and by making available healthy foods and by making scarce unhealthy foods, especially very early in life, even in preschool. That's when it really starts. You cultivate an appetite for poor quality foods at a very young age. So what they say here is basically these policies are basically wasteful. And, you know, some of the policies that attempt to do so, providing water on school lunch in lieu of sugary beverages and unhealthy snacks, incorporating more robust physical activity programs, which a lot of schools are curtailing. These are more effective ways of dealing with it rather than putting kids in stuffy classrooms and telling them what to eat and what not to eat. Because it's really, according to the study, we're wasting our time, we're wasting our federal budget with programs that attempt to tell kids to eat better food. 877-726-8255, our number. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Are you ready to unlock the secret to youthful vitality? Meet MitoPure, the revolutionary Urolithin A supplement from Timeline Nutrition. MitoPure ignites your body's natural anti-aging pathway, mitophagy. As we age, our cells can become damaged and dysfunctional. But with MitoPure, you can recycle these worn-out cells. MitoPure is a clinically validated solution backed by over 15 years of robust scientific research. Boost your cellular energy, enhance muscle strength and endurance, and even fight skin aging, all without changing your diet or exercise routine. I discovered MitoPure a couple of years ago. ago after diving into the science of urolithin A. Since then, it's become a vital part of my wellness routine. For more information and to order, visit timeline.com/Hoffman. Use code Hoffman at checkout to receive 10% off Mitapure. Whether you're looking to support muscle health, enhance your skin routine, or invest in your long-term vitality, Mitapure is your scientifically backed ally in the quest for slowing down the aging process. That's timeline.com/Hoffman for Mitapure.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
Are you looking to take your business to the next level? Don't let staffing issues or HR red tape stop you from growing. The most successful businesses are those that have mastered their HR and staffing needs, and they have done it with O2 Employment Services. Finding qualified help is harder and more expensive than ever. HR regulations are getting more and more complex and confusing. For over 20 years, O2 has been providing the foundation successful businesses need to grow, assisting employers with their HR, payroll, workers' comp, benefits and staffing. Partnering with O2 gives you the expertise you need to manage your business and employees. Outsourcing your HR and staffing is no longer a luxury. It's a necessity for successful businesses, and it is more affordable than you think. Let O2 show you how we can help you reduce your HR complexities, hire the right talent, and get back to growing your business. Call O2 today at 530-223-4674 or visit us online at o2es.com.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. 27 years ago, my wife Judy and I started Shasta Gas with the help and under the direction of the Lord Jesus Christ. In fact, we believe He is the owner and we are simply the managers. Through the years, we have received many offers from major national corporations to buy Shasta Gas. But our commitment has always been to be and remain locally owned and family operated. Our daughter Karen Wehunt and her husband Jason now manage the daily operations of Shasta Gas and Shasta Tanks, a new business we started a few years ago. We now have the third generation of family members working in the business. Sunshine Stevens, our granddaughter, and her husband Adam, and our grandson Jason. Our commitment and motto are still the same. Our customers are warm friends. To support locally owned family operated business, please call Shasta Gas Propane at 530-365-3793. That's 530-365-3793.
Join Tokens Radio Show every Sunday at 2 p.m. on 96.5 FM and AM 1460 as host Christy Matthews and Linda Kent explore the exciting world of cryptocurrency and blockchain technology. Learn how Bitcoin is revolutionizing finance and grasp sound money principles. Hear new perspectives on achieving financial freedom beyond broken institutions. The future of money is here. Empower yourself with knowledge. Listen to Tokens Radio Show with Linda and Christy this Sunday at 2 p.m. on KCNR. Big and exciting changes are underway.
A regular dose of intelligent medicine injected directly into your inbox. Subscribe to Dr. Hoffman's free newsletter. Just go to drhoffman.com.
Back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. Our number is 877-726-8255. And a reminder, there's a special offer for our listeners, Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract, free sample and coupons. Our friends at Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract want to help you stay healthy while keeping your costs down. And as a listener to Intelligent Medicine, they're offering you coupons and free samples. Just go to kyolic.com/radio and click on Dr. Ronald Hoffman. No purchase necessary. That's kyolic.com/radio for coupons and free samples from Kyolic. So let us take a phone call.
I have a question regarding the vitamin D situation. I ordered the liposomal vitamin D pump, and that goes sublingually under the tongue and it bypasses the digestive system, goes right into, I assume, goes right into your bloodstream much more efficiently. that way. I don't know why they don't do that to so many other, both water-soluble or fat-soluble vitamins, so that you get it directly into the bloodstream.
Okay, you know, this is an interesting question because a lot of people are fascinated by the allure of liposomal vitamins. And so let's talk about what those are. These are substances, and you can do this with medications too. Actually, this was pioneered with medications. Liposomes were only really discovered around 1965. And what they are little tiny packages that deliver drugs or supplements into the system. Okay? So they're made from various compounds, phospholipids. You can make them out of cholesterol compounds, and they're tiny. You can see them under a microscope, but they look like little spheres, and inside the spheres is the active compound that you want to have delivered to your cells. And it's an appealing notion, and it's actually been used to deliver drugs, which are sometimes broken down by the digestive system and don't get to where they need to go. And it increases what's called the bioavailability, such that more of the active substance is absorbed and utilized by the cells. So the question is, if this is so great, why don't they use this for everything? I mean, there's liposomal vitamin C, there's liposomal curcumin, now there's, you mentioned, liposomal vitamin D. And it's a couple of reasons. One is that I believe that the science is weak on the idea that liposomal supplements are more bioavailable. I've looked, you know, I spent a lot of time looking at the research, and I see some studies, but I believe that some of the studies are actually biased and have a conflict of interest because they're sponsored by companies that make the liposomes or make the supplements that are delivered in liposomal form. So I don't really see a lot of good studies that substantiate the benefits of liposomal encapsulation. It is like a form of micro-encapsulation. The exception is with curcumin. I think that curcumin is not very bioavailable, and curcumin can be made more bioavailable by this nanotechnology, by liposomal delivery. However, there's a potentially drawback to that, because let's say I mean, the idea is that you want it to be absorbed into the bloodstream, that it should go to the brain, et cetera, right? It needs to go deep into your body and be absorbed. The problem is that some of the benefits of certain things that we take are in the gut. And if we shield these compounds from digestion with liposomes, maybe they become less bioavailable, like maybe if we want to use curcumin for ulcerative colitis or Crohn's disease, we don't want a liposomal form. We want to just use like a very active, concentrated powder formulation of it so that it can go right on the ulcerative tissue. I mean, I'm just saying. Or maybe the benefits of certain things are on the microbiome, that they actually change the microbiome in a favorable way, thus having a good effect on the body. An example of which might be berberine. We think, you know, berberine helps blood sugar. Does it help it through by going to the pancreas or by going to the tissues? To some extent, maybe, but it also seems to work on the microbiome to improve metabolism. So the other problem with these microencapsulations is that there's a lot of different technologies. And finding the right technology for each different thing is very challenging. And they've had a lot of problems with drug delivery. And they were very enthused about liposomal technology a few years back. But now they're backing away from it a little bit. They just think that maybe it's been oversold for delivering drugs. And, you know, finally, the other factor is it just dramatically increases costs. I mean, like vitamin D is dirt cheap, let's face it. And with things like vitamin D, If you're concerned about bioavailability, well, maybe the liposomal form is more bioavailable, but the solution is to just take more vitamin D. I have virtually never seen a person who can't get their vitamin D normalized if we don't give them enough vitamin D. I mean, maybe they don't get it normalized with 1,000, so we give them 2,000. Or maybe that doesn't work, and we give them 5,000 for a while, and then we normalize it, and then maybe we cut back, or maybe we maintain a dose of 5,000. But it's virtually impossible to see a person who doesn't get adequate levels of most of the vitamins and minerals by simply upping the doses of readily available, inexpensive forms of the vitamins and minerals, or in some cases, nutraceuticals. So with the exception of a few things, you know, maybe curcumin is a good case, I think liposomal technology is kind of oversold. Okay? That's what my opinion, and I'm sticking to it until more studies convince me that it's ready for prime time. Folks, you've heard me say for years, and I was just talking about it in conjunction with Urolithin A for support of the mitochondria, NT factor is also important. It's the breakthrough supplement that's proven to repair and renew your body's cells. That includes your immune cells, such as your T cells and white blood cells. Anything that helps metabolism and mitochondria can have an impact on immunity. So now that we're in cold and flu season, NT factor is combining with the powerful antioxidants, vitamin C, as well as vitamin D, to provide you with an immune booster bundle. Vitamin C and D help stimulate the production of white blood cells and activate immune cells, which play a key role in defending against pathogens. Together with NT factor, they help modulate immune function, reduce inflammation, and promote overall immune health. For a limited time, you can buy a bottle of NT factor with D3K2 and get a bottle of C1000 with NT factor absolutely free. That's a savings over $26. So just go to ntfactor.com. That's ntfactor.com and save over $26 on the powerful cocktail of vitamins C and D with NT factor at ntfactor.com. Take advantage of that special offer. This item. Okay. Remember what happened during COVID? They told you not to go to church. They told you not to go to the gym. We shut down all those places. But one thing they did is they kept the liquor stores open. And one of the ways you could console yourself at home during the tense lockdown was by imbibing alcohol. And this study shows that, indeed, there was an increase in alcohol consumption during the pandemic. From pre-pandemic to the height of the pandemic, 2020, heavy alcohol use among Americans rose by 20%. And any alcohol use rose by 4%. So those who are teetotalers, 4% started drinking. And here's the bad news. Rise in drinking was seen across all age groups, genders, race, ethnicities, and regions of the country. Ages 40 to 49 had the highest increase in heavy alcohol use. Probably, you know, the group most affected by the lockdowns, because these are working folks. Yeah, retired folks, they're already retired. You don't mind staying home. But folks 40 to 49, they are socially active, and they're usually working folks, and they had to stay home. They had the highest increase in heavy alcohol use. And the bad news is that these increases persist. It's not as if it was a temporary glitch. By the most recent reckoning, the increases were sustained. So what they're saying here is that this is a really hit to our morale and to our well-being. Heavy drinking was defined as greater than or equal to 5 drinks a day or 15 drinks a week for men. That's a lot of drinking. And greater than or equal to 4 drinks a day or 8 drinks a week for women. So the speculation is that the effects of the pandemic, including disruptions to school and work, may have driven the increase in alcohol use in adults ages 40 to 49. Also, The other stress on adults 40 to 49 is kids. Kids staying home, right? So it's like, put the kiddies to bed. Let's have a little nightcap because we've been having a rough day coping with all the mayhem around the house. So this is a really bad trend. But, hey, COVID is over. But the drinking patterns, unfortunately, have been sustained. It's hard to go back. 877-726-8255, our number. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. You're listening to Intelligent Medicine.
We wouldn't go a day without washing our hands, brushing our teeth, and washing our nose. Whoa, wait, we wash our nose? Yes. The number one place where bacteria, viruses, and pollen enter your body is through the nose. So the average person breathes over 23,000 times a day. That's 23,000 opportunities for bacteria, viruses, and irritants to get into your nose and make you sick. For an extra layer of protection, wash your nose with Clear. That is Clear. X-L-E-A-R. Clear's drug-free nasal spray features xylitol, an ingredient proven to block adhesion of many nasty bacteria and viruses, and effectively clean, not just rinse like a saline, but wash your nose. Clear nasal spray quickly alleviates congestion, opens your airway, and ensures your body's natural defenses are strong. Read the research studies for yourself at clear.com. That's X-L-E-A-R.com. Protect yourself from the pathogens and junk you breathe. Pick up a bottle for you and your family today.
You've heard me talk for years about the breakthrough health benefits of CBD. Now, our friends at CV Sciences have developed an innovative suite of non-CBD products that mimic CBD's helpful effects. CV Sciences' new Plus Health CBD-free line of gummies and capsules. The Plus Health Clarity gummies are packed with DMAE, lion's mane, and rhodiola designed to boost your cognitive performance, enhance memory, and provide natural energy. You need a little peace and calm? Plus Health's Peace Gummies, soothing blend of L-theanine, lemon balm, and St. John's wort supports serenity and relaxation without the drowsiness. And if you're on a journey towards optimal health, the Reshape capsules are packed with powerful ingredients like berberine and OEA to support metabolic health and help maintain healthy blood sugar levels. For more information and to order, head over to pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman. Use coupon code Hoffman30. For 30% off. That's pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman for the new Plus Health non-CBD collection.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
As soon as Trump got elected, liberal cities tightened up. The Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski. Every day, Chris helps unpack the connection between politics and the economy and how it affects your wallet. After Trump won, Eric Adams stopped giving cash to migrants. A 6-person household was receiving $1,700 a week, while American families ravaged by hurricanes were receiving a $750 FEMA check. Whether it's happening in D.C. or down on Wall Street, it's affecting you financially. Be informed. Check out the Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The word never carries a lot of weight. Never forget, never settle, never surrender. And now Dodge is proud to announce Never Lift, the full throttle rally cry of stepping on the gas and never letting up. With the 475 horsepower Durango SRT 392 and the muscle car dynamic duo Dodge Charger and Challenger, and the introduction of Dodge Power Brokers, your official dealer for legendary direct connection performance parts. For more on the Never Lift mindset, go to Dodge.com. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
We're with Bridget, whose husband won't be home for months, and whose daughter is due any day. We're with Mike, who's leaving home to protect his family and yours.
We're with all service members and their families who need community, connection, and maybe a bit of magic. Are you with them? Learn more at USO.org today.
My neighbor invited me to a Wounded Warrior Project event. I didn't know what to expect, but I felt like everyone understood me. We got each other. So I got more involved. I joined support groups with other women warriors, and it helped me realize a new purpose in my life.
Through our hands-on programs, supportive community, and ongoing advocacy, we help post-9/11 veterans realize what's possible. Learn more at woundedwarriorproject.org/possible.
Subscribe to the Intelligent Medicine Podcast, updated several times weekly. Go to drhoffman.com.
Back to Intelligent Medicine, Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. 877-726-8255, our number. Let's squeeze in another recorded question. Let's hear it.
I'm 54 years old, and I noticed two inflammation on my fingers. I believe it's arthritis. Is there something that I can take to get rid of the arthritis?
So, yes, the answer is I definitely believe that supplements have an impact, but let's first look at the impact of diet. This is probably, if you're seeing it, it depends on where it is in your fingers, if it's in the what are called the distal joints, the ones further out from the base of your hand. It's more likely osteoarthritis. If it's in your knuckles or in the middle of your fingers, it's more likely rheumatoid arthritis. But let's assume it's osteoarthritis. Things that help, collagen type 2, I believe that glucosamine and chondroitin and MSM are helpful. Anti-inflammatories like boswellin are helpful. Use of omega-3 fatty acids can be helpful. But don't forget your diet, because this study here, it looks at rheumatoid arthritis, but I believe it also applies to osteoarthritis. Studies in something called genome medicine done at the Mayo Clinic. First study to date that uses gut microbiome data to predict clinical improvement in rheumatoid arthritis disease activity. Okay? They did stool sequencing on samples from 32 patients with rheumatoid arthritis, and they found that the type of bacteria within their intestinal tracts had a big impact on whether they were likely to have inflammation. And so how do you change your microbiome? Well, you change your diet. You change from a lot of processed junk to a more wholesome diet. Sometimes elimination of things like nightshades, wheat, and dairy. Inflammatory foods can make a difference for patients with osteoarthritis. I recommend something along the lines of a paleo diet. There is something called the AIP, the autoimmune paleo diet. That can be very helpful at relieving arthritic symptoms. But lately, you know, I've added collagen to my regimen to prevent osteoarthritis. Osteoarthritis is almost a universal phenomenon in older individuals, and we try to stave it off by taking some of the right things. So this item has to do with the common practice. When a patient has a heart attack, they automatically give you a few things. These days, they make sure you're on a statin. Got to be on a statin. Okay, which I kind of agree with. I mean, if you already had a heart attack, I mean, maybe, you know, statin is going to be protective. They also give you an ACE inhibitor or an ARB, blood pressure medication that's been shown to reduce the incidence of subsequent heart attacks, and they give you a beta blocker. Now, what beta blockers do is they slow the pulse. They're said to put less strain on the heart because, like, you know, what could give you a heart attack if you stress and strain? The problem with beta blockers is that they slow people down, and they limit the efficacy of exercise, because when you exercise, get your heart rate up. That's good. It helps you to condition. And I've long suspected that they have an effect on mood. But there have been subsequent studies that say, no effect on mood. But a new study suggests that, indeed, patients may become unnecessarily depressed by common heart medications like beta blockers, things like Chorgard and things like that. So they also found that they're not really necessary, that only in patients who have some degree of heart failure associated with their heart attacks do they make sense. So what they found in a recent study is that among patients taking a beta blocker, researchers observed more severe symptoms of depression in them. They do have an effect on mood. They're slower downers. And instead of protecting the heart, they're relatively unnecessary in most survivors of heart attacks, except in the relatively uncommon instances where you also have heart failure. Heart failure patients benefit from beta blockers. It's a small subset of heart attack survivors. And finally this, magnesium and calcium deficiencies are linked to cognitive decline in seniors. Researchers found the studies from Poland. Researchers in Poland found that in addition to age, body mass index, and chronic heart failure, calcium and magnesium deficiencies are markers of cognitive decline. And the effect is additive when both deficiencies occur together. The study noticed that low magnesium and low calcium are common in seniors and can worsen cognitive decline. Now, we know magnesium plays a vital role in the central nervous system. It's necessary for energy production, and it has an impact on nerve transmission in the brain. Calcium, too, has something to do with signaling processes in the brain. And the study looked at over 1,000 hospitalized Polish patients aged 60 and older, and they found that there was a direct correlation between lower calcium and magnesium concentrations and scores on cognitive tests. So think magnesium, think calcium tend to be overlooked in programs to support cognitive health. Well, thanks very much for joining us. Remember that if you want to become a more informed listener to Intelligent Medicine, you can go to drhoffman.com and download our podcast, subscribe to our newsletter. Also, don't forget drhoffmanstore.com as a source for supplements. FullScript provides timely delivery of reliable supplements, supplements that are sometimes hard to find elsewhere. And we are also available to you on social media, so follow us on X and Facebook. Have yourselves a safe and healthy weekend. Our number, 877-726-8255, to record a question if something should occur to you during the week. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
As you know, it's important to me that the supplements I recommend and use are of the highest quality. That's why I stock the Protocol for Life Balance product line in my online dispensary, drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance. Protocol for Life Balance offers a wide range of professional-grade products using ingredients backed by strong scientific research, including a suite of supplements supporting your cardiovascular health, Clinical Cardio 6, Ubiquinol, and K2, MK7, and D3. This collection offers a powerful combination of targeted nutrients and botanicals that are known to promote optimal cardiovascular health by supporting healthy blood pressure, arterial flexibility, cellular energy production, neutralization of free radicals, protection against oxidative stress, and promotion of healthy vascular structures. For more information and to order, just go to drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance. That's drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance. Protocol for Life Balance is an A-rated GMP manufacturer of premium.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Jason Walker. More Russian attacks on Ukraine, correspondent Karen Chamas.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky has said that Russia has launched 120 missiles and 90 drones in a large-scale attack across Ukraine, targeting its energy infrastructure. Zelensky also said that Russia deployed various types of drones, including Shahed's, cruise, and ballistic missiles. He said Ukrainian defenses shot down 140 air targets. Russian strikes have hammered Ukraine's power generation capacity, prompting repeated emergency power shutdowns and nationwide rolling blackouts. The combined drone and missile attack was said to be the most powerful in 3 months. I'm Karen Chamas.
Also at townhall.com, President-elect Donald Trump taking aim at government efficiency.
Trump announced last week that the world's richest person, Elon Musk, and former GOP presidential candidate Vivek Ramaswamy will lead a new Department of Government Efficiency. Despite the name, it will not be a government agency. Instead, it will be an outside commission to offer the White House advice and guidance. The president-elect and his staff are hoping to drive large-scale structural reform, with Trump quoting Musk in saying the effort will send shockwaves through the government system. Greg Clugston, The White House.
A very rare Israeli strike in central Beirut has killed the chief spokesman for Hezbollah. It is the latest in target killings of senior Hezbollah officials. Firefighters in New York say a voluntary evacuation helping them to protect about 165 homes from a wildfire, as officials in much of the Northeast still cope with brush fires in very dry and windy conditions. New York City's fire department says it has created a special task force to respond to the historic increase in fires. More on these stories, townhall.com.
Instability of our economy has many worried, and stocks and bonds could be the first to collapse. Countless Americans are turning to the safest store of wealth in human history to protect their retirement accounts. Physical precious metals. Gold has been a safe haven asset for generations. At Premier Gold, we specialize in helping those with a 401k, IRA, or other types of retirement accounts convert their vulnerable paper asset into physical gold to protect their hard-earned savings. Today, we'd like to send you a free gold investment kit to help you decide if this is right for you. Call 606-800-8000 to claim yours. Discover how you could start building wealth that stands the test of time. Take advantage of the current rollover policies, allowing for a quick and seamless transfer into physical gold or silver. Call 606-800-8000. Call 606-800-8000 now. Premier Gold is not a financial advisor. Please consult with your advisor before investing. Call 606-800-8000.
A court ruling blocking a new overtime rule applying to those on salary.
A federal judge, Sean Jordan, has sided with the state of Texas and a group of business organizations that argued the Labor Department overstepped its authority when it expanded federal overtime eligibility for salaried workers. It would have allowed those making less than $43,000 a year overtime pay if they worked more than 40 hours a week. The court brings the old threshold of $35,000 set under the first Trump administration back into effect. Additional pay. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Under the federal law, nearly all hourly workers in the U.S. entitled to overtime pay after 40 hours a week. Many salaried workers are exempt from that requirement unless they earn below a certain level. Breaking news and analysis, townhall.com. John Scott reports on a new prison in Arkansas.
The Arkansas Board of Corrections has approved an 815-acre site, despite objections from some residents. The board voted to accept the land the state had purchased for nearly $3 million to build a 3,000-inmate prison. Governor Sarah Huckabee Sanders and correction officials say the prison space is needed to ease a backlog of state inmates in county jails. The purchase has prompted complaints from residents and local officials who say they were blindsided by the announcement and that public hearings were needed on it. John Scott reporting.
Outbreak of E. coli infecting dozens of people who ate bagged organic carrots. One person has died. 39 people were infected, at least 15 hospitalized around the nation after eating the organic whole and baby carrots that have been sold by Grimway Farms. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Turtle Bay's 5th annual Redding Garden of Lights is back for another fun-filled holiday season. Open on select dates from November 22nd through January 5th. Featuring over 10 acres of outdoor illuminated gardens filled with 2 million lights. Don't miss this year's new additions, including new light displays and premium ticket packages. Plus, holiday-themed food, drinks, music, glowing swings, model trains, and much more. Redding Garden of Lights is presented by Mercy Medical Center Redding. Buy tickets now at turtlebay.org.
Hello, Northern California. This is Rollin with the Flag Center. With fire season clearly upon us, we're inviting you to join us in celebrating all police, firefighters, and first responders who keep us safe day and night through thick and thin. We salute you. The Flag Center keeps plenty of thin blue line and thin red line flags in stock. To get yours, stop by the Flag Center at 2124 Hilltop Drive or on the web at theflagcenter.com. Flags, flagpoles, and accessories since 1980.
Attention veterans. Did you know that Shasta College and Simpson University have veterans resource centers to assist you in your educational pursuits? These centers offer a wide range of support services, including financial aid, tutoring, IT support, and more. We understand the unique challenges that veterans face and are committed to helping you succeed. Our experienced staff is here to help you navigate the college experience and achieve your academic and career goals. Don't let anything stand in your way. This message is brought to you by Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary of California Veterans Affairs.
Consultant, and I really appreciate you tuning in today. We have a wonderful program on tap with my friend and special guest in studio, Mr. Ben Socek. He's the owner of a wonderful, wonderful company and service called Home Downsizing Solutions. And Ben, welcome back to Senior Care Live.
Hi, Steve. Thank you for having me again. And as always, hopefully I'll be able to provide the listeners some great information today.
Well, I think, you know, we had talked about a little bit about what we want to cover today, and this is super, super helpful information. So if you want to reach out to Ben and the great team at Home Downsizing Solutions, here's the phone number, good anywhere in the country, 855-291-5005. That's toll-free, 855-291-5005, or online at homedownsizing.com. And Ben, I know that with homedownsizing.com, you've been doing this for a very, very long time, and you primarily, you work with a lot of people in a lot of different situations, but the one that keeps coming up over and over again is someone is living in their house. They may have lived there for 20, 30, 40 years of, you know, they have all the stuff in the house. They don't want to deal with the repairs and the updates and all of that, and they need to move to a senior living community, and you can help them with in that exact situation.
That's correct, Steve. We work, and thank you for dating me. aging me, I should say, more appropriately there with the yes, I have been.
I was going to say, we're not dating. So.
No, we're aging me, though. But yes, I've had a company that has been a home buying company for over 27 years now.
Now, you just dated you right there.
So. Yes, I did. Yes, I did. So we've helped, I think, helped a lot of people that find value in the benefits that we provide. And, of course, have referred hundreds of other individuals to traditional agents. So it's not like we just only help people when we can be the direct assistant or the direct business. I do want to do whatever is best for the customer. And so, but those circumstances, everybody values things differently. To some people, they don't care whether there's people walking through the house to get a house show ready and to have showings, things like that. To other people, it's really sometimes because of health concerns and health issues with family members, it's really not possible.
Well, you know, you just described neighbors of mine across the street, and they have a special needs son, and then they have some other children as well. And so they would get, and their house is, you know, relatively new. It's on the retail market. It has a pool and all the stuff. They would get relatively little notice, like, hey, we're just down the street. Can you get out of your house so we can show it? And so, and their son, he has a lot of equipment and a lot of, you know, a lot of things that they have to do with him. They can't just up and just run. And they got so tired of it, they just moved out of the house. It was so upsetting to them. So
that can certainly happen. And, you know, unfortunately, they decided that that was the best thing for their family, though. Or fortunately, they decided that that was the best thing for their family. But certainly, there's all kinds of different circumstances. And so we provide value in the best way that we can, depending on what a person's unique situation is.
And let me say this, that I just want to brag about Ben for a second. Ben is a veteran. And Ben, earlier this week, it was Veterans Day. Thank you for your service.
You are welcome.
And Ben is the most honest, straight shooting kind of guy that you could ever meet. And just like he said earlier, if he's not the right solution, he's going to say, look, I think you could sell this in a traditional retail market. And here's who I would recommend working with. So he's going to tell you straight up what he can do for you, how he can add value, how his services can benefit you. Or he'll also say, if that's not the case, you'll provide some other options.
That's correct. And for years, I'm not sure, you know, going back to how many years, at least 15 years from now or prior to 15 years, I've always tried to provide multiple options to sellers. I've always or have tried to always take comparables since I've been a licensed agent as well for 15 or so years at this point. Whenever applicable, I've like to take comparables of what the market is around a particular area. So if a seller calls me, I will research that area, that subdivision or general area, and try to pull up what are called comparables, the solds, houses that are similar, hopefully similar, that have sold, ones that are active on the market to see what the current competition is. And then years ago, we haven't had this issue too much for a few years now, but certainly after 2008, with what happened in the market then, one of the bigger important comparables were the canceled listings or expired listings, the houses that had been put on the market but did not sell.
And they just pulled them off then.
Correct.
Yeah.
Whether they expired after 3 months or 6 months, or maybe it was on the second time around of listing and they still had not sold. I think it was very important for people to understand what similar properties, especially if they needed some updating, were going through at that time. And so I wanted to provide that whole picture to individuals. And it's kind of the same way, again, the expireds or canceleds aren't near as prevalent as they were back then.
Right.
But what I attempt to do more than ever now with our team is to go in and show a seller the comparables. Go through a spreadsheet of what it's going to take to get a house up to the nicest potential condition so that they can see how that compares to the houses that have sold or for sale, again, their competition, so that they understand, okay, if we went and put the house, if we did a bunch of work, if your house needs a bunch of work, of course, but what it's going to cost to get it into that best condition, nice condition. And then after all the closing costs, what it's going to net the seller. Because it's not important, in my opinion, what an agent can list the house for. What's most important is the amount of money that they're going to put, that the seller is going to put in their pocket when everything is said and done. And obviously with the listing, we're estimating.
Yeah.
But we try and give them that most likely scenario. We also give them the scenario of listing the house. Trying to clean it up the best we can, but in its current condition of what they'll net in that as-is condition.
Sure.
And then we'd like to give them, of course, what we can pay them as a net number. So if we're going to pay all the closing costs, if we're going to take the house as-is, especially if the house has a lot of stuff that we're going to have to take care of, if we let the seller stay in the house for 2 or 3 months, that, of course, adds to our overhead, so we take that into account.
Sure.
But, of course, we can offer that. And so we give them a number of what we can pay.
And then depending on what the, again, what value the seller puts into benefits, then we can structure whatever way to sell the house is in their best interest, what they want to see happen.
Well, and I think it's really important to, and you just kind of fly by one particular part that always catches my ear, like it's every day for you, and it is, it's normal for you, but I want to point out that you really specialize with, I think the majority of your clients now are needing to sell their house and move to a senior care community. And guess what? A lot of times we have a timing issue there. and I know, firsthand there are so many places, and especially, the best places, they typically will have a wait list. It could be 1 or 2 months. It could be 5 or 6 months. It could be 12 months, whatever the number is. But if there is a timing issue, but you need access to the cash value of your house, you're able to work with them and have them stay in the house even past the closing date.
That's correct. We do that quite often, where a person, even if they're just moving, we had a recent situation where a lady, a seller was moving in with her mom to kind of take care of her mom or to assist her mom. And she really didn't have too many immediate timing concerns, but she did want to go through some things. She wanted to move at her ease, not a fire drill. Yep. And so it helped her out in that circumstance, too. And so, again, whatever is important to the seller and how we can best transition or provide for an easy transition from their current residence to their new home or apartment, that's what we try and accomplish.
Excellent. So if this is resonating with you, if you say, hey, wait a minute, Wait a minute, you mean we can sell the house in as-is condition? You don't have to worry about all of the stuff in the house. You just take what you want, take what you need, and Ben and his team will take care of everything else, literally everything else. Call 855-291-5005 or visit online at homedownsizingsolutions.com. And I'll be back with more with Ben here in just a moment. But first, to Senior Care Live, question of the week. How many options should a real estate professional provide to a homeowner considering downsizing or moving to a senior care community? A, 1, B, 3, C, 5, or D, 10? What do you think?
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, visit SeniorCareLive.com. We'll have more with Steve coming up next.
I'm Steve Kuecker with Senior Care Consulting, here with Ben Socek from Home Downsizing Solutions. Ben, I understand you have a big announcement.
I do, Steve. I'm very excited to announce that my company, Home Downsizing Solutions, is expanding nationally through the franchising model.
That's great, Ben. And who would be an ideal candidate for owning a Home Downsizing Solutions franchise?
I think the ideal candidate has some experience working with seniors, especially with any of the services that seniors utilize when selling a house and moving to senior living, that also has an interest in and recognizes the very important service of providing a fast, easy, convenient way to sell a house in its as-is condition when making that transition.
I know you do a great job, Ben, serving seniors and their families. And I'm so excited about your franchise opportunities all across America. For more information, call toll-free 855-291-5005 or visit homedownsizing.com. Hello, this is Steve Kuecker, president of Senior Care Consulting. I'm so excited to announce that we are expanding nationwide by awarding Senior Care Consulting franchises. We help our clients find the right senior care community, including assisted living, memory care, long-term care, and continuing care retirement communities. We are not another run-of-the-mill free referral service. We're very different. We offer a placement service with integrity. Owning a Senior Care Consulting franchise offers many benefits. Our market is not affected by the economy. Operate from your home office and enjoy work-life balance. Pour your passion into a business you can be proud of. For more information about owning a Senior Care Consulting franchise, call 833-722-3726, 833-722-3726, or visit SeniorCareConsulting.com.
Restoring Truth, Correcting Bias in Education, One Topic at a Time, a series brought to you by the Leadership Institute and Radio America. Parents are under attack. We're being marginalized and kept in the dark by an education system that believes it is better at raising our children than we are. Nothing is farther from the truth. No one loves a child more than her parents, and no one knows a child and what she needs better than her parents. At the Leadership Institute, we're taking back education and putting parents back in the driver's seat. The Leadership Institute is traveling the country and empowering parents and concerned citizens with information, training, and resources to get involved in their local education systems and hold school boards accountable. Whether you're interested in running for school board or just wanted to make your voice heard, we can help. Visit leadershipinstitute.org/schoolboard to learn more about our resources. That's leadershipinstitute.org/schoolboard.
Hello, this is Steve Keeker, President of Senior Care Consulting. I'm so excited to announce that we are expanding nationwide by awarding Senior Care Consulting franchises. We help our clients find the right senior care community, including assisted living, memory care, long-term care, and continuing care retirement communities. We are not another run-of-the-mill free referral service. We're very different. We offer a placement service with integrity. Owning a senior care consulting franchise offers many benefits. Our market is not affected by the economy. Operate from your home office and enjoy work-life balance. Pour your passion into a business you can be proud of. For more information about owning a senior care consulting franchise, call 833-722-3726, 833-722-3726, or visit seniorcareconsulting.com.
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, visit seniorcarelive.com. All right, back to the Senior Care Live question of the week. How many options should a real estate professional provide to a homeowner considering downsizing or moving to a senior care community? Here are your options here. A1, B3, C5, or D10. And the answer is B, and that should be three options. And Ben, when we were talking about this, you had some thought about three options.
That's correct, Steve. I think any real estate professional that a person speaks with in regards to selling a house and transitioning, either downsizing or moving to senior living, is that they give at least three options. I know in my case, when we talk to sellers, as I mentioned before the break, we talked to them about the scenario of updating the house to its nicest condition if it's not already, and what that looks like, as well as selling the house traditionally in its current as-is condition.
Yep.
As well as selling to a home buyer like Home Downsizing Solutions, mm-hmm. selling it completely as-is on their date of choice. But the other couple options I got to thinking about this was, one, we can work with people that want to stay in their home but don't want to be responsible for the maintenance and upkeep of the home anymore, but
okay.
love to be where they're at. They're comfortable, so why move? And, of course, there are other options like an auction or options such as that.
Sure.
But I think when I kind of usually make a joke a little bit about when I talk to sellers that most investor guys – will always push or usually push a seller to only work with the investor because they say, well, you know, this is the best choice because if you list it with an agent, they're just going to put a sign in the yard, put it on the multiple listing service, and wait.
Yeah.
On the other hand, you have most real estate agents that, quite frankly, say, you know, those investor guys are crooks and thieves. You shouldn't work with them. They're not licensed. There's no, mm-hmm. there's nothing there. And I kind of joke that, well, I'm both. So I'm not sure if that's a good thing or a really bad thing, but at least I can present both sides of the coin.
Yeah, yeah.
And I feel that that's the best thing that I can do for a seller is to provide them with all the information and, again, go through the benefits that each can offer and discuss what value a seller attributes to those benefits And that way they can make an educated, informed decision as to which way to proceed that makes the most sense for their situation.
If this resonates with you, reach out to Ben Socheck with Home Downsizing Solutions, 855-291-5005. That's 855-291-5005, or online at homedownsizing.com. And Ben, I understand that it's not just you. It's an actual, there's a whole team of providers of various services that would go into this whole downsizing and transitioning process.
That's correct. That's another thing that I really like about what I or my company does is that we don't just say, okay, we'll take care of the house, but everything else is on you. If a person says, you know, I just don't know where to start. I want to move, but I have no idea where to start. We can assist in creating a team of individuals that can help them transition to their new home, whether that be an estate sale company, whether that be a moving and organizing company that works with helping people just organize the things to decide what they want or can take with them, what to sell, what to maybe donate to their family or other charities, and, of course, how to take care of the stuff that nobody wants or needs anymore, as well as working with, if it's a downsizing situation to a new home or apartment, maybe just a real estate agent that is a good fit for them, a senior placement agent, obviously, with what you do, and a moving company, some of those other services that can take the stress out of the transition to a new home, especially if the adult children are the ones that are kind of running the show.
Yep.
And responsible for this, especially if they're out of area adult children, and they could really utilize the help of resources that can make this happen so that their parent or loved one can get to a better place and get out of that potentially not good place in their house.
And it's all about creating a team of local providers. So if you decide, I'm ready to move and I need to sell my house, and I'm going to move to this assisted living community, independent living, whatever the case may be, that's the beginning of a lot of work. It could be overwhelming, frankly, and a lot of different pieces like you just mentioned. So you'll put together an entire comprehensive team of local providers to help make this transition happen.
Correct. Whatever the family or the seniors themselves that are making the move want or would like help with to make that process easier, that's what we try and accomplish to help them in any way that we can, besides just the real estate aspect of it.
Okay. Right. That makes sense, because there's a lot more involved than just the house. I mean, you have all the stuff, you have everything like you just talked about. So, Ben, this is the time of year, every year we talk about this, where we're coming into the holiday season and families are going to gather. And a lot of times, maybe the family hasn't been there for an entire year, maybe even a couple of years. And so you walk in to the house and you see your mom, your dad, your elderly loved one, and you're like, whoa, wait a minute. I didn't catch that over the phone, or I didn't pick up on that over our Zoom call or whatever, FaceTime, whatever it was. And so, you know, some of the things that you look for are, you know, just a decline in the individual, whether it's a physical decline, maybe a cognitive decline, a decline in hygiene, maybe the refrigerator's empty, there's just not a lot of food in the area, not taking medications on time, memory-related issues. But then you start looking around, you're like, wait a minute, this house is in disrepair. It's not efficient. You know, I can see a gap in the door and in some of the windows. And so no wonder the energy bills are so high. And that's a prime time when you have that realization to reach out to you to talk about some of these options.
Correct. That certainly happens around this type of time of the year, and as you just mentioned. And that's when we can be of service, so that if a person, or especially the adult children, they're wondering, okay, what resources do we have available? And you pointed out a good thing, what local resources that know the communities, that know the local places and resources and services that can be of best help for making that that move to a new home.
And you see, you know, stains on the ceiling, you see cracks in the concrete and the sidewalks and maybe even in the foundation, and that can be overwhelming. So if that sounds like you and your family, and when you get together, if some of these things are like, oh, wait a minute, we just saw all of these things, we need to talk about that. Again, I would invite you to reach out to Ben Socek with Home Downsizing Solutions at 855-291-5005 or online at homedownsizing.com. And Ben, thanks so much for being in here today, and happy Thanksgiving.
You too, Steve. Thank you for having me here today, and wish all the listeners happy Thanksgiving. And if we can be of any service or any help, please let us know. 855-291-5005 or homedownsizing.com. Have a great day.
Perfect. We'll have more coming up next.
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. Have a question? Visit SeniorCareLive.com. Stick around. We'll have more with Steve coming up next.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at KCNR1460.com.
At Cornerstone Community Bank, you're more than just a customer. You're our friends, neighbors, the local businesses where we shop, and the restaurants where we dine. Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Reading, Red Bluff, and our newest location in Anderson, and find out why we are more than banking. Cornerstone Community Bank, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085. And check out their website at authoritypm.com.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51. Jefferson, state of mind.
If you haven't been listening to TV Confidential, this is who you're missing.
Louis Gossett Jr.
Eric Braden.
Samson Williams.
Burt Ward.
Peter Marshall.
Lindsay Wagner.
Loretta Swit.
Michelle Nichols.
Shirley Jones.
Louise Sorrell.
Jen Asner. A lovely and chatting interview.
It's all the
conversation. It wasn't an interview.
Well, thank you. That's what I try to do. I try to make this a conversation.
You made it.
That's TV Confidential.
Saturday morning at 11 on KCNR.
And whose daughter is due any day. We're with Mike, who's leaving home to protect his family and yours. We're with all service members and their families who need community, connection, and maybe a bit of magic. Are you with them? Learn more at USO.org today. We're with Liam after his fourth military move, when being new is starting to get old. We're with Tara during the holidays, when she misses home the most. We're with all service members and their families who need connection, comfort, and a home away from home. Are you with them? Learn more at USO.org today.
My neighbor invited me to a Wounded Warrior Project event. I didn't know what to expect, but I felt like everyone understood me. We got each other. So I got more involved. I joined support groups with other women warriors, and it helped me realize a new purpose in my life.
Through our hands-on programs, supportive community, and ongoing advocacy, we help post-9/11 veterans realize what's possible. Learn more at woundedwarriorproject.org/possible.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
Will Donald Trump's greatest battles be not with his political opposition, but with the permanent bureaucratic underclass? Find out what upheaval's going to hit the Beltway right here on Liberty Nation.
Author, columnist, managing editor of LibertyNation.com, podcast host and conservative policy advocate.
We dismiss history at our peril.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For podcasts of the program, go to SeniorCareLive.com or wherever you get your podcasts. All right, so I'm speaking with my friend and guest in the studio, Ben Socek, and this is the time of year that we do talk, every year we talk about this, and, you know, families are coming home, maybe they lived out of town, out of state, maybe even in another country. I mean, you know, families are scattered all over the place these days. And you come home, you haven't been home forever, and you have maybe some very surprising realizations at that point. Now that you're there, you know, if you're around someone with cognitive issues, you may not catch that. But if you're around them for a day or two or three, you will definitely see that. And maybe you're really, really surprised because you're like, well, wait a minute, we didn't catch any of that on the over the phone or on our FaceTime visits with with my mom and the grandkids and all that stuff. And so it really is, you're not going there to spy. You're going there to love on your family and have some great food and just some good family time and maybe some relaxation and that sort of thing. But also keep your eyes open, and if your loved one needs help, get them the help that they need. Maybe bring in a home care provider. Maybe have someone come in to do, you know, some house repairs, some maintenance, lawn work, all of the stuff. And bring in a home care provider to help out with maybe some light house cleaning and doing some laundry and maybe a little bit of cooking and running some errands with your loved one, that kind of thing. There are lots and lots of solutions out there. But if you see a decline in physical abilities or especially cognitive abilities, you got to pay attention to that, because you have to wonder how well are they really doing when you're not there, and do they need some help? And it always takes me back to a story that one of my very first clients shared with me. She had one of these aha moments. She and her mom, she said for as long as she could remember, for decades since she was a little girl, they would get together and they would make Christmas cookies in December. And as it got a little closer to Christmas. And she said every year they kind of had their routine and they, you know, one did this and one did that. And my client handed her mom the 1 cup measure, said, Mom, I need a cup of sugar. And she turned around, she was doing her thing and everything. And then she's like, well, wait a minute, I don't think Mom's doing that. She turned back around to look at her mom. Her mom had the 1 cup measure in her hand and she was looking at it. And she was confused because she wasn't sure what to do with the cup. And at that moment, my client, the lady I ultimately worked with, she said a chill just went all the way down my spine, and I realized, oh, my gosh. I knew my mom was getting a little forgetful, but this is a lot worse than I thought it was. So she said, oh, come on, Mom. I just need a little scoop of sugar. You remember? And we do this. Oh, yeah. That's right. I got that. But she said my eyes were wide open from that second forward. And she said, I knew my mom was going to need some help, and I did not realize it was that far along. But that was that aha moment, that moment of realization that, you know, we have a problem here, and we have a major problem. So, again, you can, you know, bring in home care. If you need medical services, you can bring in a Medicare-certified home health agency. You can bring in, you know, someone to take care of things around the house, maybe mow the lawn, do some landscaping, scoop the snow in the winter, all of this stuff. All of this stuff. One of my clients, they were having a really tough time. Their family noticed that dad was having a pretty wobbly going up and down the stairs. Their bedrooms are upstairs. Everything else is on the main level. And they're like, that's a fall waiting to happen. I mean, this is just guaranteed, and that could be catastrophic injury-wise. So they caught that, and guess what they did? They called me. I talked to them, and I said, call so-and-so and get one of these stair lifts, and they can install it. You can rent it. You can buy it. Once you're done with it, they'll buy it back, so a lot of flexibility there. But they had that thing brought out and installed in just literally a few days. And now dad goes to the stairs, sits down on this little chair, straps himself in, and then pushes a button, and it goes, and it goes up the stairs, up this track, and stops at the top, where then he spins around, unbuckles his little seatbelt, stands up, and he's perfectly, absolutely safe now going up and down the stairs. That was their only concern, getting a little wobbly, and those stairs are now all of a sudden looking a lot more hazardous than they should be. So there are a lot of things you can do. But, again, if family gathers, family sees some issues, family decides to talk about that. Talk about bringing in services or maybe finding a senior care community. There a lot of folks talk about that as well. Maybe living in their current house is not a good idea. So, need to think about moving to a senior care community. It is the most frequently asked question that I've had since 2002. That's a really long time. And that question is, hey, Steve, when is the right time to move? When should we move from home to a senior care community? We'd like to enjoy, you know, have our parents enjoy living in the house, in the home, for as long as possible, but we understand there could be some safety issues here. We see these things. So we don't want to move too soon. We don't want to wait too long. We don't want to wait till a crisis occurs and then we have to move. And now our hair's on fire. We have to just take the first place available. When do you do that? So I like to say that the following things should trigger the conversation of considering moving from your home to a senior care community. And number one, and a very clear number one, is when it is no longer safe to live at home. And frankly, this really involves individuals with some cognitive issues, primarily. So a few examples, leaving the stovetop burners on. Now we have a potential fire issue. Wandering away from the house, you can't find your way back home. So that could be just going out for a walk. So, you know, you're used to walking around the block. You walk around the block and all of a sudden you're looking around and it just doesn't look right to you. And now you forget how you can get home. And again, that's associated with cognitive issues. The much worse situation of that would be, or worse example of that would be getting in the car, maybe driving to the store, driving to your favorite restaurant or whatever you're doing, and you just keep on driving and you can't find your way back home. Now, all of a sudden, we have a silver alert. They have a picture of this person, description of their car, maybe even the license plate number. And now everyone's looking for this person. Usually these stories of wandering away or driving away and not being able to find their way back home, usually they have a happy ending. They work out well. Sometimes, tragically, they don't come home because something happened. And so that obviously that's a major safety issue. Malnutrition, dehydration, obviously that's a safety issue. Unsanitary living conditions, just the fact that they just can't keep up. Just can't keep up with stuff around the house. Injured at home, frequent falls, frequent hospitalizations. That one gets to be, you know, a lot more kind of obvious. This one is not obvious at all. This one flies under the radar. It's a huge safety issue. Not taking your medications properly. Maybe you're not taking them on time. Maybe you're taking two doses when you're supposed to have one. Maybe you're not taking your medications at all. That is a gigantic safety issue. And it's really easy to do. And then if you put some mild dementia, some cognitive impairment on top of it, heck, I'm doing okay. Thank goodness. Okay. And sometimes I might forget my meds once in a while. Put some cognitive decline in there, and you could forget them all the time. That's a huge issue. And then, of course, we're going to talk about this maybe on another program, but you know, elder abuse, elder financial abuse, some of these other types of elder abuse, and obviously all of these things are safety issues. So, again, when should you consider, or at least having the conversation of considering moving from your home to a senior care community, number one by a mile, is when we have a safety issue, when it's no longer safe to live at home. And coming up, I'll continue the conversation again of when to consider moving from your home to a senior care community.
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. To contact Steve or a guest on his show, visit seniorcarelive.com. We'll have more coming up.
Does your business serve the elderly and their caregivers? In our area, there are hundreds of thousands of people either receiving or providing senior care, and they need to know about you. A unique and successful radio program called Senior Care Live is the perfect opportunity to let your target audience know about your amazing products and services. Senior Care Live is currently adding a limited number of partner sponsors, and if you're aligned with their mission, they want to talk to you. They're interested in partnering with hospital organizations, physician groups, home care providers, estate planning and elder law practices, financial advisors, insurance companies, real estate brokers, home health agencies, and other providers serving the elderly and their caregivers. Senior Care Live has a limited number of partner sponsor opportunities, so call now at 913-945-2800, 913-945-2800, or visit seniorcarelive.com. SeniorCareLive.com.
Hello, this is Steve Kuecker, president of Senior Care Consulting. I'm so excited to announce that we are expanding nationwide by awarding Senior Care Consulting franchises. We help our clients find the right senior care community, including assisted living, memory care, long-term care, and continuing care retirement communities. We are not another run-of-the-mill free referral service. We're very different. We offer a placement service with integrity. Owning a senior care consulting franchise offers many benefits. Our market is not affected by the economy. Operate from your home office and enjoy work-life balance. Pour your passion into a business you can be proud of. For more information about owning a senior care consulting franchise, call 833-722-3726. 833-722-3726. Or visit SeniorCareConsulting.com.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
As soon as Trump got elected, liberal cities tightened up. The Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski. Every day, Chris helps unpack the connection between politics and the economy and how it affects your wallet. After Trump won, Eric Adams stopped giving cash to migrants. A six-person household was receiving $1,700 a week, while American families ravaged by hurricanes were receiving a $750 FEMA check. Whether it's happening in D.C. or down on Wall Street, it's affecting you financially. Be informed. Check out the Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The word never carries a lot of weight. Never forget, never settle, never surrender. And now Dodge is proud to announce Never Lift, the full throttle rally cry of stepping on the gas and never letting up. With the 475 horsepower Durango SRT 392 and the muscle car dynamic duo Dodge Charger and Challenger, and the introduction of Dodge Power Brokers, your official dealer for legendary direct connection performance parts. For more on the Never Lift mindset, go to Dodge.com. Dodge is a registered trademark of SEA US LLC.
We're with Bridget, whose husband won't be home for months, and whose daughter is due any day. We're with Mike, who's leaving home to protect his family and yours. We're with all service members and their families who need community, connection, and maybe a bit of magic. Are you with them? Learn more at USO.org today.
Wounded Warrior Project has been there for me since that first day in the hospital. They got me out of the house, they got me connected with other veterans, and they helped me face my PTSD. They support me and my family at every turn. And now I'm helping other warriors realize that they're not alone.
Through our hands-on programs, supportive community, and ongoing advocacy, we help post-9/11 veterans realize what's possible. Learn more at woundedwarriorproject.org/possible.
Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. Have a question? Visit SeniorCareLive.com. All right, back to the most frequently asked question I've had in over 20 years. Hey, Steve, when's the right time to move from your home to a senior care community? We want to get it right. We don't want to move too soon. We don't want to wait too long. How do you know when you're supposed to move? And so I just like to say that there's some things that should at least trigger that conversation. Sometimes it's pretty obvious. Sometimes it's not so obvious at all. Sometimes it just lands in one of the gray areas. So, again, number one, when you have a safety issue, it's no longer safe to live at home. Number two, and I'm going to call this a really just a very close number two, maybe a 1A. Listen really carefully. This applies to a whole bunch of you. Right now, when the caregiver's health and well-being are in decline. So the most common example, you have an elderly couple living together. One spouse is declining and needs more and more help and more physical care. And then you have the other elderly spouse trying to be the caregiver, trying to do the best they can do. But now they're wearing out. Now they're having some of their own issues. How long can that go on? How long can that go on? Now, so you have one person clearly declining, and now you have the caregiver starting to decline. Now you have two people declining. You cannot let that go on very long. You're going to have to step in if you see it. You're going to have to do something. This should spur you to action immediately. Now, by health and well-being, we're talking about your mental health, your emotional health, your spiritual health, and, of course, your physical health. So what we do as caregivers, and this is what we do, I'll just tell you, I'll share with you, we place our own needs on the back burner. We voluntarily place ourselves second because the person that we're caring for, they're first. We're pouring everything that we've got into them and caring for them and making sure that they have everything that they need and they're cared for and they're loved and they're supported. So as a caregiver, this could be your mom, your dad. It could be one of the adult children. It could be whoever the caregiver is. We start skipping doctor's appointments. We take our loved one to every doctor's appointment, but we postpone our own. We start skipping dental appointments. We start skipping social events, like the ladies. I haven't been to my book club in months. Or the guys. Yeah, I haven't been with the with all the guys that meet down at the donut shop on Friday morning so we can kind of share our stories and catch up and have some coffee and a donut, and it's just a really, really nice time. I haven't seen the guys for months. We start skipping church. We stop attending our church so we don't get our tank refilled spiritually, and we don't get to visit with all of our friends that we know and we love at our church. We just withdraw. One thing that does is it brings in some depression for the caregiver, along with the stress that is increasing every single day, the stress of being a caregiver. Now, let me say, and I'm not going to elaborate on this, on the gory details here, but stress is a very powerful force. And unfortunately, I have seen this happen with several people where the caregiver is just being crushed, and I mean crushed, by the stress of being a caregiver. And they actually end up passing away because of the stress of being a caregiver. They pass away way before the person they're caring for. And that is so avoidable. It is so unnecessary. Don't let that happen. I'm feeling a little bit preachy about that, but it's because I love you. Don't let that happen. You have to step in. You have to do something about that. Don't let it happen. So number two, when the caregiver's health and well-being are in decline, that should definitely trigger the conversation of considering moving from your home to a senior care community. Number three, when the cost of in-home care and other support services become too expensive. So a lot of folks will hire someone to, you know, cook a week's worth of food in advance and maybe mow the lawn, scoop the snow, you know, all the stuff, trying to keep up the house, bring in a housekeeping or house cleaning service, and all those sort of things. And then they'll bring in, when it comes to care, they'll bring in a home care provider. Now, you know, if you know me, if you listen to the show for any length of time at all, I'm a huge, huge fan, huge proponent, huge supporter of home care on an hourly basis. And the home care provider can come in a few hours up to 24 hours a day to help out with, you know, around the house and help provide some care and help get you dressed and run some errands and all kinds of stuff. Help you provide you medication reminders. Hey, it's time to take your medication. Don't forget that. And it's a fantastic service. It can keep you in your home, in living at home independently for years and years to come. But as with everything else, home care is becoming more and more expensive. And if you needed 24-hour care, it used to cost $15,000 to $20,000 a month. Now it's going to cost $25,000 to $30,000 a month. And I'll tell you what, a lot of folks can get by just fine with 5-6 hours a day, maybe 3 or 4 or 5 days a week. And maybe that's all the extra help they need. And along with the caregiver providing the care and then the home care provider giving the caregiver a break, that might keep you at home for years, and that's pretty affordable. If it goes to the 24-hour number, that gets pretty expensive. So when the cost of in-home care and other support services just become too expensive, that should trigger the conversation of considering moving from your home to a senior care community. And then last but not least, when the care that you provide is just not enough, you're just not able to keep up, I like to say, why not consider changing your role from that caregiver, that hands-on caregiver, to the care manager? Okay, meaning find a great place, find a senior care community that can provide the care, be, you know, professional caregivers, professional staff handling this 24 hours a day. And then once you see that your loved one is getting receiving great care, then you can slowly...
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Jason Walker. China's leader Xi Jinping has held his final meeting with President Biden with a view to the return of President-elect Donald Trump. More from BBC correspondent Rowan Bridge.
President Xi said that the U.S.-China relationship was the most important bilateral relationship in the world, and that a stable relationship was important for the whole world, and that China is ready to work with the new administration to expand cooperation and manage differences. I think interesting there, again, another nod, really, to the fact that Joe Biden will leave the White House on January 20th, and looking ahead to Donald Trump taking over. President Xi gave that speech earlier on where he warned about the dangers of protectionism, again seen potentially as a reference to Donald Trump and his stated policy of bringing in tariffs on Chinese goods.
Russian strike on a building in northern Ukraine overnight, killing at least 8 people, dozens more wounded in that attack. Also at townhall.com, President-elect Donald Trump naming Chris Wright to serve as Energy Secretary.
Wright is CEO of Liberty Energy based in Denver. He advocates oil and gas development, including fracking, to advance Mr. Trump's objective to achieve U.S. energy dominance in the global market. Wright is also recommending quick action to end a year-long pause by the Biden administration on natural gas exports, which was part of the Democrats' climate change agenda. George Williams reporting.
U.S. officials proposing increased logging on federal lands across Pacific Northwest under changes to a sweeping forest management plan. It's been in place some 30 years. Now, that proposal would overhaul the Northwest Forest Plan that governs 36,000 square miles of U.S. Forest Service land operating in Oregon, Washington State, and in California. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm.
If your approach to everyday aches and pains is to mask them, you know, feel better for a few hours only to have the pain return and then repeat the cycle all over again, it's time to try Relief Factor. And the good news is Relief Factor makes that easy. Their 3-week quick start is just $19.95, less than a dollar a day. Instead of masking pain, Relief Factor helps eliminate it. How? Well, its unique formula of ingredients helps support your body's response to inflammation. Relief Factor was developed by doctors. It's 100% drug-free. And for so many people, the results are game-changing, even life-changing. So give it a try. Right now, their 3-week quick start is just $19.95. Go to relieffactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF. That's 1-800, the number for relief. See how in a few weeks or even days, Relief Factor can reduce your pain. When you feel better, life is just better. So don't mask pain. Fight it naturally with Relief Factor.
Danish police closing the investigation into the devastating fire that destroyed more than half of Copenhagen's old stock exchange.
Police say that nothing points to the fire being a criminal act. The Copenhagen police officer in charge of the investigation says, quote, "It is not possible to determine the cause of the fire in the historic stock exchange building. No one has been charged in the case. The fire tore through the major tourist attraction on April 16th. And toppled its green copper roof, as well as its iconic dragon tail spire."
That is correspondent Jeremy House reporting. A young woman who was injured in a roof collapse in Serbia this month has now died. bringing the death toll to 15. The concrete outer roof on a railway station building in the northern city of Novi Sad suddenly fell on the 1st of November, crashing down on people who were either sitting or standing right below. Breaking news and analysis, townhall.com. An E. coli outbreak infecting people who ate bagged organic carrots.
One person died from the infection. The CDC says 39 people were infected and 15 people were hospitalized in 18 states after eating organic whole and baby carrots sold by Gramway Farms. The company has recalled the carrots. The recalled carrots included whole and baby organic carrots sold in bags under multiple brand names. While the carrots are no longer in stores, the CDC is encouraging consumers to check their refrigerators and throw away any carrots that fit the description. John Scott report.
Poultry on a commercial farm in England infected with bird flu virus. The UK government says the virus was found in birds in St. Ives, a seaside town in Cornwall. All the poultry within that infected area on various farms will be humanely culled. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
Attention veterans, did you know that Shasta College and Simpson University have veterans resource centers to assist you in your educational pursuits? These centers offer a wide range of support services, including financial aid, tutoring, IT support, and more. We understand the unique challenges that veterans face and are committed to helping you succeed. Our experienced staff is here to help you navigate the college experience and achieve your academic and career goals. Don't let anything stand in your way. This message is brought to you by Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary of California Veterans Affairs.
Riverfront Playhouse presents Gaslight Theater's Christmas Vacation by Catherine Burns and Mike Urema, with musical arrangements by Josh Lamoureux, directed by Aaron Stewart. See this delightful musical comedy set in a small town where Mark Grinforth aims to create the ultimate Christmas for his family while maintaining his streak in the annual Holiday Lights contest. Tickets available at riverfrontplayhouse.net. Gaslight Theater's Christmas Vacation, November 29th through December 15th. Sponsored by this station and these pro arts businesses.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman. We got lots to talk about this weekend. Each week we boil down some of the most important stories in the world of medicine, in the world of nutrition. We provide you with news you can use to help yourselves, your loved ones, attain optimal health. 877-726-8255 is our number. We've got lots to talk about this weekend. We're going to take a look at some interesting stories. Hyperbaric oxygen finds a fascinating new application. We also are going to take a look at Parkinson's disease. We'll talk about liposomal supplements. We'll talk about urolithin A and a wide variety of topics of concern that are in the news. 877-726-8255 is our number. That number is available to you during the program. You can call during the program. If we don't pick up, you can record a question, or you can call any time during the week. 24-7, 365, we'll pick up some of those calls and answer them on a subsequent edition of Intelligent Medicine. Okay, so I'm going to start off with this story. Why is our government whiffing on ultra-processed foods? We know that ultra-processed foods are bad for us. We're seeing unprecedented rates of obesity in children. That is a new phenomenon. Ultra-processed foods now comprise two-thirds of calories in children and teen diets. And a recent study in the British Medical Journal, the BMJ, shows that it's been established that ultra-processed food consumption is connected to 32 negative health outcomes. They say that greater exposure to ultra-processed foods associated with a higher risk of adverse health outcomes, especially cardiometabolic, common mental disorders. That's relatively new. The link between foods and the burgeoning epidemic of mental health problems, both in children and adults. And that includes, of course, neurodegenerative diseases, dementia, Alzheimer's, et cetera, as well as mortality outcomes. In other words, dying. The BMJ concludes, in the last decades, obesity, type 2 diabetes, and related diseases have become global epidemics, leading the health systems of many countries to be beyond the breaking point. Taken together, the totality of evidence summarized here shows beyond reasonable doubt. Hey, that's the threshold for a jury trial, right? Not just some evidence that maybe somebody's committed a crime, but beyond reasonable doubt, that increased consumption of ultra-processed foods is a major contributor to the pandemic of obesity, type 2 diabetes, and related diseases. Well, we have this thing here in the U.S. called the DGA, the Dietary Guidelines for Americans, and they've been much criticized and lambasted because they continue to harp on low-fat foods, avoidance of high-fat dairy, cutting meat down to negligible amounts, making sure that you have plenty of starchy grains. There was the food pyramid, which was a fiasco, then replaced by the food plate. Every 5 years they issue updated DGAs, Dietary Guidelines for Americans. And they're due for an update to set goals for 2025 to 2030 going forward. Under consideration were measures aimed at calling for reductions in intake of ultra-processed foods. But a panel of 20 academics, the nutrition experts tasked with crafting the guidelines, rendered their verdict last month. They failed the American public. According to a story in Stat News, if you were hoping to see where ultra-processed foods might fit in the next Dietary Guidelines for Americans, hold that thought. Scientific experts tasked with advising federal officials drafting the 2025-2030 Dietary Guidelines for Americans said the data were far too limited to draw conclusions. They argue that the definitions of ultra-processed foods are kind of imprecise, they're controversial, that many so-called healthful food options are actually highly processed, or that limiting choices is fundamentally anti-American, or that alternatively, and this is an equity issue very popular these days, that poor people rely on cheap, readily available ultra-processed meals to meet their nutritional needs, so let them have whatever they want to eat, otherwise they might otherwise starve or go broke buying high-priced healthy foods. But the problem is that the folks doing these guidelines, according to a study in 2020, I'm not just throwing this out there, you know, as kind of a conspiracy theory, but it was actually evaluated in a study. These folks are highly conflicted. They actually did a study which shows that the folks on those committees very, very often have ties to the food industry, to the pharmaceutical industry, that they, in effect, have unacceptable conflicts of interest when it comes to opining about what folks should eat. They, in effect, receive research grants. They sit on boards of food companies and agribusiness. And, in effect, their opinions are swayed. So what are some of the things that we're concerned about? How can you avoid ultra-processed food? Just prepare meals from fresh vegetables, grains, legumes, meat, fish, and milk. Anything with multiple ingredients is suspect. Obvious things, southern fried chicken, fish sticks, french fries, chips, luncheon meats, instant noodles, candy, cookies, fruit drinks, sports drinks, soda, of course, and even unsweetened, artificially sweetened sodas, frozen and convenience meals, also suspect, and even breads. Breads are often a Trojan horse for multiple unsavory ingredients. So the U.S. is lagging way behind the rest of the world when it comes to these rules. In Chile, they pioneered rules to restrict access to ultra-processed foods, and it worked. It actually made a difference. A 2021 study found that Chilean families purchased 27% less sugar and 37% less salt from foods labeled as ultra-processed when the warning labels first came out in 2017. And that wouldn't have happened if the labeling and advertising law had not been implemented. Fairly soon thereafter, Peru, Uruguay, Mexico, Argentina, and Colombia all mandated warning labels. The UK is issuing rules that you can't advertise ultra-processed foods before 9 p.m. What is it about 9 p.m. that's the magic time? It's when kids are watching TV. And so the things that they're banning in terms of advertising on TV, soft drinks, chips, breakfast cereal, candy, ice cream, cakes and cupcakes, desserts, puddings, sweetened yogurts, pizza and French fries, and what are called ready meals, a.k.a. TV dinner type foods. So other countries are doing it. We, however, are lagging behind the rest of the world. And what this is an example of analysis paralysis, or even worse, severe conflicts of interest on behalf of those formulating our health guidelines. We need to do better. We should treat junk food the same way that Supreme Court Justice Potter once famously answered when asked, "What's your definition of obscenity?" He replied simply, "I know it when I see it." The same rules, I believe, apply to junk food. It's pretty straightforward. 877-726-8255, our number. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine. You know how important it is to ensure that your supplements are genuine, safe, and effective. That's why I partnered with Fullscript, an online dispensing platform that only offers curated professional-grade brands I know and trust, the very same supplements that I prescribe to my patients and take myself. Never counterfeit or expired, always stored and shipped correctly. Just go to DearHoffmanStore.com to start your free Fullscript account. Buying through Fullscript offers fast shipping, optional refill reminders, a mobile-friendly site. It's safe, secure, and HIPAA-compliant and offers world-class support. Fullscript also gives you access to my custom targeted supplement protocols that combine the products that I recommend to address specific needs, heart health, immune support, and much more. Just go to DearHoffmanStore.com to sign up for your free Fullscript account. You'll get access to the supplements and features you need to help you achieve your wellness goals. That's DearHoffmanStore.com, DearHoffmanStore.com.
This holiday season, the turkey isn't the only thing that gets stuffed. Everyone knows when we eat too much, gas and bloating are likely to follow. Even more trouble ensues when we combine too many rich foods high in fat and sugar. An antacid may bring a moment of relief, but there is a smarter idea. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics. Taken daily, Dr. O'Hara's probiotics provide optimum digestive support with enough of the good probiotic bacteria to help us digest rich holiday foods. And for sudden upper digestive distress, chew a capsule or two. The enzymes and postbiotic metabolites only found in Dr. O'Hara's probiotics as a result of the 3-year fermentation process will help you feel better and improve your overall digestive health. This holiday season, discover the Dr. O'Hara difference for yourself. You'll be glad you did. Get Dr. O'Hara's probiotics at Natural Grocer, Sprouts, Whole Foods, Vitamin Shoppe, and other natural health retailers nationwide. Also available online.
Hi, this is Linda Fott. Join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, or North State Now, the first Thursday, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
Join Token's radio show every Sunday at 2 p.m. on 96.5 FM and AM 1460 as host Christy Matthews and Linda Kent explore the exciting world of cryptocurrency and blockchain technology. Learn how Bitcoin is revolutionizing finance and grasp sound money principles. Hear new perspectives on achieving financial freedom beyond broken institutions. The future of money is here. Empower yourself with knowledge. Listen to Token's radio show with Linda and Christy this Sunday at 2 p.m. on KCNR. Big and exciting changes are underway.
If you're tired of artificial intelligence and dishonest news, tune in to Poke the Hornet's Nest every other Sunday at 8 a.m.
Join Nick Gardner and Doug Janke, two hosts who were educated at School of Hard Knocks. Get a layman's view of local government as well as our take on national and world events.
If you're woke, go back to bed. You won't like us. We believe there's a difference between a man and a woman, and I think you probably know what it is.
Tune in to Poke the Hornet's Nest every other Sunday, 8 a.m. here on KCNR1460.com, 96.5 FM, and 1460 AM.
We're with Bridget, whose husband won't be home for months, and whose daughter is due any day. We're with Mike, who's leaving home to protect his family and yours. We're with all service members and their families who need community, connection, and maybe a bit of magic. Are you with them? Learn more at USO.org today.
Wounded Warrior Project has been there for me since that first day in the hospital. They got me out of the house. They got me connected with other veterans, and they helped me face my PTSD. They support me and my family at every turn. And now I'm helping other warriors realize that they're not alone.
Through our hands-on programs, supportive community, and ongoing advocacy, we help post-9/11 veterans realize what's possible. Learn more at woundedwarriorproject.org/possible.
DrHoffman.com, your portal for cutting-edge information on health and nutrition.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. Our number is 877-726-8255. And one of the ways we do business here on Intelligent Medicine is we allow phone calls to come directly into us during the program live. But we also have recorded questions, a way that you can call a number and record a question or share a concern. That number is 877-726-8255. And then we'll air it on the program, as we're about to with this question. So let's hear it.
Hello. My dad is 83 years old and has had Parkinson's for 16 years. We actually feel like he may have been misdiagnosed. He was always in tremendous shape and an age group triathlete for many, many years. About 3 years ago, he was walking and he fell. And ever since then, he has no longer been able to have any balance. His legs are very strong. He can get up on his own, but he's just not able to balance at all. He also stares off. Is there any sort of test to help determine what may have short-circuited here? Thank you very much.
Okay. You know, so this is one of these medical enigmas I guess got the wastebasket diagnosis of Parkinson's, which is a movement disorder. But Parkinson's is not usually triggered by a traumatic injury. And so the diagnosis of Parkinson's is kind of difficult because it's not like something where you have a distinct pattern on brain imaging. Now we're beginning to see certain patterns associated with Alzheimer's, although even brain imaging is not that great for diagnosing Alzheimer's. It's not something which is diagnosed with a blood test. And so it's a clinical diagnosis. If you have rigidity, if you have like a low volume speaking, difficulty with vocalization, if you have a tremor, these are some of the hallmarks of Parkinson's disease, which manifest on a physical exam. Expert neurologists can tell you if they think you have Parkinson's disease, but it's actually kind of tricky. And I've seen some misdiagnoses. So the new think on this is there's a couple of things. One is they're coming up with new blood tests, and the blood tests may help us diagnose the early onset of Parkinson's disease. They measure something called alpha-synuclein, which is something that gums up the part of the brain that's associated with movement in Parkinson's disease, but also in Lewy body dementia. And so that is a promising technique. It's not yet available, but they're talking it up, as well as various tests for Alzheimer's disease that can be done with kind of a liquid biopsy, just a blood test. They're also looking at the potential for stool tests to reveal the susceptibility to Parkinson's disease, which is kind of interesting. They're using artificial intelligence, machine learning, to identify patterns of the microbiome that's going to tell us whether someone has Parkinson's. So from the standpoint of diagnosis, I mean, it sounds a little fishy. You know, guy's fine, then hits his head, then all of a sudden he's diagnosed with Parkinson's disease, and that's not usually the way it develops. It usually develops very gradually. But there's something that I wanted to share that's new on Parkinson's disease, which is some research that suggests that exercise is good for Parkinson's disease. Now, that's already been well established, is that people who have trouble with movement do better when they practice movement. So typically people with Parkinson's disease are asked to go on stationary bicycles, or sometimes I've seen some features on TV about groups for Parkinson's patients where they do boxing, which involves eye-hand coordination, which helps to fortify some of the faltering brain pathways that are associated with the will to move versus the implementation of movement. That's what Parkinson's is, essentially. It's like you kind of lose the connection between your will to move and your ability to execute movement. So if, you know, kind of use it or lose it, keep those pathways open, okay, that makes sense. But here's an interesting study that shows that it's not just, you know, conditioning, physical conditioning, because like anybody's going to move better if they exercise, right? It's actually that there are changes in the Parkinson's brain that are associated with aerobic exercise. This trial, aerobic exercise alters brain function and structure in Parkinson's disease. They looked at the impact of exercise. It's actually called the Park in Shape trial. It was specifically addressed to Parkinson's patients. 130 Parkinson's patients were randomly assigned to aerobic exercise, a stationary home trainer, or versus a group that just got stretching. And what they found is that aerobic exercise, but not stretching, led to increased functional connectivity in the brain, and it also improved cognitive control of movement. The MRI results and the behavioral results concluded that aerobic exercise stabilizes disease progression in the part of the brain that's associated with the deficits that we see in Parkinson's disease. So it's the real deal. Exercise, you know, getting an early diagnosis, making sure that you do aerobic exercise. Unfortunately, conventional treatments lag for Parkinson's. We don't have the magic bullet to treat it yet. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
As soon as Trump got elected, liberal cities tightened up. The Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski. Every day, Chris helps unpack the connection between politics and the economy and how it affects your wallet. After Trump won, Eric Adams stopped giving cash to migrants. A six-person household was receiving $1,700 a week, while American families ravaged by hurricanes were receiving a $750 FEMA check. Whether it's happening in D.C. or down on Wall Street, it's affecting you financially. Be informed. Check out the Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcast.
The word never carries a lot of weight. Never forget, never settle, never surrender. And now Dodge is proud to announce Never Lift, the full throttle rally cry of stepping on the gas and never letting up. With the 475 horsepower Durango SRT 392 and the muscle car dynamic duo Dodge Charger and Challenger, and the introduction of Dodge Power Brokers, your official dealer for legendary direct connection performance parts. For more on the Never Lift mindset, go to Dodge.com. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
Did you know that collagen makes up 30% of the protein in your body? It's the substance that gives structure, support, and strength to your skin, muscles, bones, and connective tissues. Collagen is what keeps our skin firm and youthful, preventing it from sagging. It also supplies amino acids that are crucial for building healthy hair and protecting hair follicles. The collagen supplement that I use and recommend to my patients is Revive by Bright Core Nutrition. Revive combines five types of collagen with hyaluronic acid and biotin to heal and nourish your skin, hair, and nails. Studies show that collagen also helps relieve joint inflammation and pain. If you're looking to heal your body from the inside out and reverse some effects of aging, Revive could be your answer. For more information and to order, visit mybrightcore.com/Hoffman. That's mybrightcore.com/Hoffman. As a listener to Intelligent Medicine, buy two bottles of Revive and get one free, plus a collagen sheet mask as a free gift. That's mybrightcore.com/Hoffman for Revive Multi-Collagen Protein.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
But join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, for North State Now, the first Thursday, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
A regular dose of intelligent medicine injected directly into your inbox. Subscribe to Dr. Hoffman's free newsletter. Just go to drhoffman.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. Our number is 877-726-8255. And make sure that you take advantage of all the resources that we offer at Intelligent Medicine. Just go to drhoffman.com and download all our podcasts or download our podcast through your favorite source, whether it's Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, wherever you obtain your podcasts. And also do subscribe to our newsletter, because our newsletter provides you with useful information. We hopefully believe that it has an impact. You can subscribe via drhoffman.com. And last week's newsletter, I talked about, in response to a lot of questions, because I talk about the post-exercise shake that I use, my après exercise smoothie, which consists of whey protein and creatine and a bunch of other ingredients. I've also most recently added collagen to it. And this is also a tie-in to one of our good sponsors that I'll talk about in a moment, Brightcore. Brightcore makes a product called Revive, which combines six types of collagen with hyaluronic acid, which is said to be helpful for nourishing skin, hair, nails, but also muscles. So I came across an interesting study, the study just out, which supports what I'm doing, because I take a shake, which has a bunch of ingredients, including whey protein. Now, whey protein is a complete protein. It contains branched-chain amino acids, which are important for supporting muscle metabolism. And in combination with resistance exercise, you get improvements in muscle strength, muscle size, muscle metabolism. It's all good. So this is something that I do. In addition to my dietary protein, I actually add about 20 grams of whey protein every day in my shake. But here's a study that talks about add-on benefits when you combine the whey protein with some additional collagen protein. The title of the study, by the way, this is not a study that's from Brightcore Nutrition. This is from the University of Maastricht in the Netherlands. Ingestion of a whey plus collagen protein blend increases myofibrillar and muscle-connective protein synthesis rates. So what they did is they compared just good old-fashioned whey protein to a combo of whey protein and collagen protein. Now, collagen protein, it's a protein, but it's an incomplete protein. It emphasizes things like proline and isoproline, which are building blocks for collagen. And actually, people have died on very restrictive diets. It used to be kind of a fad that people would take some sort of collagen thing. This happened like 30 years ago as a weight loss thing. So they said, well, I'm taking this protein, but it was an incomplete protein. And they did this for too long, and they wasted away because they weren't eating anything, just taking this shake, and they thought that they were getting a complete protein, but it was just limited. But in combination with whey, together, you have something that supports muscle and something that also supports collagen simultaneously. So they say, here we assess the ability of this blend to increase myofibrillar and muscle-connected protein synthesis rates at rest and during early recovery from exercise. And here's what they found. Muscle-connected protein synthesis rates were higher with the blend of whey protein and collagen compared to just the whey protein in both the rested states and in terms of recovery. Their conclusion, ingestion of a whey plus collagen protein blend increases both myofibrillar and muscle-connected protein synthesis rates at rest and further increases rates of recovery from exercise in recreationally active young men. So interesting study saying that you really, if you want complete support for your muscles, you need both. You need the whey protein, but the whey protein doesn't have enough support for collagen synthesis. And you need the collagen. The collagen doesn't have enough branched chain amino acids to be a complete protein for muscle support. But together, they offer a synergistic support for muscle. So I feel vindicated and wish I'd learned about this earlier. I've been a little bit late to the party on taking collagen supplements, and now I'm fully on board. So that's a good tie-in to this. Did you know that collagen makes up 30% of the protein in your body? Well, it's the substance that gives structure, support, and strength to your skin, muscles, bones, and connective tissues. Collagen is what keeps our skin firm and youthful, preventing it from sagging, and also supplies amino acids that are crucial for building healthy hair and protecting hair follicles. Now, I've lately been really enthusiastic about the use of collagen for my patients, and I'm gratified to see that collagen has been named by Consumer Reports as a winning dietary supplement. They come to recognize that, as I have. The collagen that I use and recommend is Revive by Brightcore Nutrition because it's a really high-quality collagen. It combines five types of collagen with hyaluronic acid and biotin to heal and nourish your skin, hair, and nails. And studies show that collagen also helps relieve joint inflammation and pain. If you're looking to heal your body from the inside out and reverse some effects of aging, Revive could be your answer. For more information and order, visit mybrightcore.com/Hoffman. That's mybrightcore.com/Hoffman. Or call 888-592-9909. That's 888-592-9909. And here's a special offer. As a listener to Intelligent Medicine, buy two bottles of Revive and get one free, plus a collagen sheet mask as a free gift. That's mybrightcore.com/Hoffman for Revive Multi-Collagen Protein. Did you hear about the big butter recall? Costco was forced to recall 80,000 pounds of butter. 80,000 pounds of butter. That's a lot of butter. You know, I go through a lot of butter, but I don't think I have enough lifetimes to go through 80,000 pounds of butter. So why did they recall all that butter? Was it risk of some kind of horrible infectious disease like listeria that sometimes affects dairy products and meats? Was it metal shards that inadvertently fell into the butter churning vat that somehow pose a health risk to consumers of the butter? Was it something icky like rodent feces or cockroach particles that were found in the butter? No. It was for one of the dumbest possible reasons. Costco was forced to recall nearly 80,000 pounds of butter because, get this, the label failed to mention that the kitchen staple contains milk. The FDA sent an initial recall for 79,200 pounds of Kirkland Signature butter due to, quote, an undeclared allergen. So, yeah, butter, yes, is a dairy product, and it does contain milk, and yes, some people have severe allergies to milk. So there's a law that you must have on the label a declaration that even when it's Captain Obvious, that you have to declare the presence of an allergen. And so news articles are now telling people how they can return or safely dispose of the butter. It's like nuclear waste. How they can safely dispose of the butter. Social media is lighting up over this. It's butter! A lot of people are writing on X. One social media user joked, can y'all please safely dispose of it at my house? I have a lot of holiday baking to do. Another chimed in, next they'll recall beef that might contain cow. So, now this is just crazy. I mean, this is another example of how a over overweening government bureaucracy results in difficult, in ridiculous rules and edicts that are holding back the American economy and penalizing consumers. Because who's going to pay for all that butter? There's ultimately going to be butter shortages and a hike in butter prices in the wake of this wasteful recall. 877-726-8255, our number. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
If you're having to stretch every dollar a little further these days, you're not alone. At Kyolic, we've got some tips, free samples, and coupons to help you keep costs down. Go to kyolic.com/radio for yours.
With a budget-conscious diet and smart supplement shopping, you can navigate higher prices while maintaining your physical and financial health. Look for multifunctional supplements like Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract. Kyolic offers formulas to support cholesterol, blood pressure, circulation, blood sugar balance, stress relief, and more for men and women. Aged Garlic Extract is backed by clinical studies that have shown it to provide many cardiovascular and immune health benefits. To help you stay healthy on a budget, get free Kyolic samples and in-store coupons on our website. Go to kyolic.com/radio. That's kyolic.com/radio. Kyolic aged garlic extract formulas are available at natural health retailers and online.
Are you ready to unlock the secret to youthful vitality? Meet MitoPure, the revolutionary Urolithin A supplement from Timeline Nutrition. MitoPure ignites your body's natural anti-aging pathway, mitophagy. As we age, our cells can become damaged and dysfunctional. But with MitoPure, you can recycle these worn-out cells. MitoPure is a clinically validated solution backed by over 15 years of robust scientific research. Boost your cellular energy, enhance muscle strength and endurance, and even fight skin aging, all without changing your diet or exercise routine. I discovered MitoPure a couple of years ago after diving into the science of Urolithin A. Since then, it's become a vital part of my wellness routine. For more information and to order, visit timeline.com/Hoffman. Use code Hoffman at checkout to receive 10% off MitoPure. Whether you're looking to support muscle health, enhance your skin routine, or invest in your long-term vitality, MitoPure is your scientifically backed ally in the quest for slowing down the aging process. That's timeline.com/Hoffman for MitoPure.
Looking for the freshest top-shelf flower? Look no further than the Queen of Dragons in the city of Shasta Lake, where they work directly with small, local farmers to bring you the finest flower that fits your price. The Queen of Dragons has the best prices on carts, edibles, concentrates, and pre-rolls. Plus, don't miss happy hour every day from 6 p.m. until close and all day Sundays. Don't just stock up on toilet paper. The Queen of Dragons has great deals, so you can stock up on the best flower for the best prices. So what are you waiting for? Stop by Queen of Dragons at 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard or call 530-238-5638 for details or delivery. That's 530-238-5638. And don't forget to follow Queen of Dragons on Facebook and X at the Queen Dragons for all the latest deals and updates. Support Queen of Dragons, a local business in the city of Shasta Lake, where you will find the most friendly and knowledgeable staff. Queen of Dragons at 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard. Visit queenofdragons.com or follow us on X at the Queen Dragons.
This is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy. We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
Well,
novels, sci-fi, or even a children's book, no matter what genre. Page Publishing can bring your book to life. And don't forget to ask about audiobooks. We do all of this for you. Call today for your free writer's guide packed with tips, tricks, and templates to help you finish what you started.
800-219-8262. 800-219-8262. 800-219-8262. That's 800-219-8262.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
Will Donald Trump's greatest battles be not with his political opposition, but with the permanent bureaucratic underclass? Find out what upheaval's going to hit the Beltway right here on Liberty Nation.
Author, columnist, managing editor of LibertyNation.com, podcast host and conservative policy advocate.
We dismiss history at our peril.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
Subscribe to the Intelligent Medicine Podcast, updated several times weekly. Go to drhoffman.com.
Back to Intelligent Medicine, Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. 877-726-8255 is our number. And I saw this on 60 Minutes, and then I did a little research on what it was all about. They did a feature, quite fascinating, about treatment of PTSD with hyperbaric oxygen. The idea originated in Israel, and they profiled survivors of the October 7th massacre who were suffering from PTSD. And they also have Israeli Defense Force soldiers who were subject to what was once referred to as battle fatigue, but is now termed PTSD. And it's a very challenging syndrome because it doesn't respond to conventional drugs, medications, antidepressants. They're looking at all kinds of innovative therapies, even the use of psychedelics, hallucinogens, to sort of rewire the brain and make it so that people don't have that circuit of fear-based associations that perpetuate PTSD. And so it was that they tried something novel, and there were some real testimonials by Israelis who suffered from PTSD. The 60 Minutes crew went over to Israel. They talked to some of the lead researchers on this and spoke to actual patients who said that they tried a bunch of things for their PTSD, and this is the first time that they're obtaining relief from their terrible symptoms. You know, symptoms like, you know, being very, very acutely aware of noises. They can't be around fireworks, loud sounds. A backfire from a car will trigger them into a panic attack, etc. So the title of this article is Hyperbaric Oxygen Therapy Improves Symptoms, Brain Microstructure and Functionality in Veterans with Treatment-Resistant Post-Traumatic Stress Disorder. The study is out of Israel. They say that post-traumatic stress disorder is characterized by changes in both brain activity and in microstructural integrity. In other words, it actually changes the pathways, the neural networks in the brain. And there's this notion that one of the ways that drugs and various types of therapies work to change bad patterns of thought is to induce neuroplasticity. Neuroplasticity means the ability to change aberrant neural pathways in the brain. And they say here the cumulative evidence demonstrates that hyperbaric oxygen therapy induces neuroplasticity. So they did this study, and not only did they find that patients reported that they felt better, but there were actually changes in what's called functional MRI. Now, regular MRI won't show this. Regular MRI just shows structures. So you don't see these pathways just with a regular MRI, but a functional MRI lights up certain pathways within the brain. And there are actually changes in circulation and energy production in parts of the brain that were poorly served that showed a characteristic pattern of PTSD. This is like very high-tech brain scanning. Improved brain activity was seen in the functional MRI in the left dorsolateral prefrontal middle temporal gyri, both thalami, the thalamus, which is associated with emotional reactions, the left hippocampus, which is memory part of the brain, and the left insula. And so a lot of technical language showing that there were not just symptomatic improvements, but structural improvements in the brain with hyperbaric oxygen. And you should see the chambers they have there. It's not just like one tank that one person goes into. This is like a tank where a bunch of people sit together in the tank, huge tank, and they take it up to high levels of pressure, the same kind of pressure that you'd experience if you were diving well below the surface, and they pump in a lot of oxygen. And it permeates the brain cells, which somehow gives them a wake-up call to reorganize and create some neuroplasticity. It's a fascinating study. You've heard me talk for years about the breakthrough health benefits of CBD. There's even some studies on CBD for PTSD. Now our friends at CV Sciences have developed an innovative suite of non-CBD products that mimic CBD's helpful effects. There's CV Sciences' new Plus Health CBD-free line of gummies and capsules. The Plus Health Clarity Gummies are packed with DMAE, lion's mane, and rhodiola designed to boost your cognitive performance, enhance memory, and provide natural energy. Or, perhaps you need a little peace and calm, Plus Health's Peace Gummies offer a soothing blend of L-theanine, lemon balm, and St. John's wort. They support serenity and relaxation without the drowsiness. And if you're on a journey towards optimal health, the Reshape capsules are packed with powerful ingredients like berberine and OEA to support metabolic health, great for insulin resistance and helping to maintain healthy blood sugar levels. For more information and to order, head over to pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman and use coupon code Hoffman30 for 30% off. That's pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman for the new Plus Health non-CBD collection. All the products are available with that special discount using coupon code Hoffman30. Here's a story. It kind of underlies, again, what's going on with our crazy healthcare system. In a tragic accident, I can identify with this because I'm a cyclist and I'm always worried about, you know, getting hit by a car because they come up behind you and, you know, see you, or they, you know, sometimes they even want to run you over. An ambulance slammed into a cyclist in Oregon, breaking his nose and smashing his bike, and then took him to a hospital. Well, it's convenient that he got hit by an ambulance, but to add insult to injury, the hospital then billed him more than $1,800 for an ambulance ride to the hospital. So the very ambulance that hit him, they charged him $1,800 to take him to the hospital. William Hoche is suing Columbia River Fire and Rescue for nearly $1 million, claiming an ambulance driver for the company left him with the outrageous bill along with permanent injuries and roughly $100,000 in medical expenses. The crash left him covered in blood, destroyed his bicycle, and caused him long-term injuries such as decreased range of motion and reduced grip. And to add insult to injury, the ambulance company later sent him a bill for $1,862 for taking him to the hospital. So he now wants $997,000 for pain and suffering, and I think he definitely deserves it. As a fellow cyclist, I can empathize. 877-726-8255, our number. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine. We'll be back with another hour of great programming, so stay with us.
We wouldn't go a day without washing our hands, brushing our teeth, and washing our nose. Whoa, wait, we wash our nose? Yes, the number one place where bacteria, viruses, and pollen enter your body is through the nose. So the average person breathes over 23,000 times a day. That's 23,000 opportunities for bacteria, viruses, and irritants to get into your nose and make you sick. For an extra layer of protection, wash your nose with Clear. That is Clear, X-L-E-A-R. Clear's drug-free nasal spray features xylitol, an ingredient proven to block adhesion of many nasty bacteria and viruses, and effectively clean, not just rinse like a saline, but wash your nose. Clear nasal spray quickly alleviates congestion, opens your airway, and ensures your body's natural defenses are strong. Read the research studies for yourself at clear.com. That's X-L-E-A-R.com. Protect yourself from the pathogens and junk.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and heard online at KCNR1460.com, has teamed up with the Flag Center and are giving you a chance to win an American flag. And there are two ways to qualify to win a beautiful, high-quality American flag by Annan. We will be giving them away every Friday morning at 8:15. Now, the first way to qualify is listen weekdays between 7 a.m. and 9 a.m. with Carl and Linda Bott during Free Fire Radio. And they're going to let you know when to call in to qualify at 530-605-4566. And the second way to qualify, check out our Facebook page. Look for the American flag and type your name in the comments. Then, every Friday morning at 8:15, we will draw a winner of a beautiful American flag from the Flag Center at 2124 Hilltop Drive and your friends here at KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at KCNR1460.com.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Jason Walker. Major changes on the board in the Russia-Ukraine war.
In a major U.S. policy shift, President Biden has for the first time authorized the use of U.S.-supplied long-range missiles by Ukraine to strike inside Russia. That's according to one U.S. official and three people familiar with the matter. The decision comes as Biden is about to leave office and incoming President-elect Donald Trump has said he would bring about a swift end to the war and has expressed skepticism over continued support by the United States. The weapons are likely to be used in response to North Korea's decision to send thousands of troops to Russia in support of Russia's invasion of Ukraine. I'm Julie Walker.
Also at townhall.com, National Hurricane Center specialist Felipe Papin says November has been a very busy storm month, and the entire hurricane season has been as well.
Overall activity this year has been well above normal for the hurricane season as well. Even though we kind of had a lull right kind of in the middle of the hurricane season in late August and early September, because of all the activity we've had in the second half of the hurricane season, that's pushed us well above normal relative to what we would expect over a 30-year average.
Meanwhile, Sarah has weakened to a tropical depression after making landfall in Belize, where forecasters do expect heavy rain to cause flash flooding and mudslides in the next day or two. The storm hit Belize late Sunday and drenching northern Honduras, where it stalled since Friday, swelling rivers and trapping hundreds of people. Forecasters do say that portions of Belize, El Salvador, eastern Guatemala, and western Nicaragua could see up to 5 inches of rain or more in the coming 2 days. More on these stories, townhall.com.
We all hear the radio ad.
Life takes a toll on our bodies. No way around it. Whether it's sitting hours on end at your computer or working a physical job, over time your body pays the price. There is, however, an effective way to turn back the clock on pain, Relief Factor. Developed by doctors, Relief Factor helps support your body's response to inflammation. The difference? Instead of masking pain, Relief Factor helps eliminate it for good. And it's 100% drug-free. If the pains that come with living a full life are affecting you, do as so many others have. Turn back the clock on pain with Relief Factor. Their 3-week quick start is just $19.95, less than a dollar a day. When you feel good, it's amazing how much more you get out of life. So visit ReliefFactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF. That's 1-800, the number 4-RELIEF. Try it for only $19.95. While we can't stop aging, not yet, we can stop pain. Turn back the clock with Relief Factor.
New Jersey issuing a drought warning.
And that could eventually lead to mandatory water restrictions if dry conditions don't end. The New Jersey Forest Fire Service says conditions are the driest in nearly 120 years. In New York, things are the driest in 150 years. Both states are asking people to voluntarily conserve water to stave off more serious measures if heavy rains don't arrive soon. New Jersey got almost no rain at all in October. A drought warning is the last step before a drought emergency, which would impose mandatory water restrictions. John Scott reporting.
32 students from the United States selected to attend the University of Oxford, part of the Rhodes Scholar Program, in the coming year, among an international class representing more than 70 nations. American Secretary of Rhodes Trust says the 32 recipients come from 19 states, represent 20 different schools. Breaking news and analysis, townhall.com. Well, the government's Highway Safety Agency says Tesla is telling drivers its vehicles can drive themselves.
That message conflicts with owner's manuals that say the vehicles need human supervision. The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration is asking the company to make sure its messages are consistent with instructions to drivers. The request was attached to a letter seeking information on a probe into crashes involving Tesla's full self-driving system in low visibility conditions.
That is correspondent Jeremy House reporting in New Orleans. Police investigating after two people shot and killed, 10 others wounded, that in two separate shootings Sunday along a parade route. Three people injured when a single-engine plane crashed near a Southern California drag strip where fans were gathered for the finals of a racing event. Several vehicles were also badly damaged. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Hi, friends. RC here with this month's Cigar of the Humidor. Don Pepin Original Exclusivos Nicaraguan Puro. Corojo wrapper equals a Don Pepin Classic. Cubanesque in flavor, strength, and size. This is the stick to celebrate your latest victory. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Have you been trying to make sense of local government, but 10 minutes in you already feel your blood pressure rise? Well, put down the headache medicine and get ready for a new perspective. Introducing Shasta Unmasked, taking on local issues and politics that affect you every day. Your government, public health, schools, and quality of life, unmasked and uncomplicated. With a great panel of hosts, local guests, and your calls, we can unmask the lies and shine a real light into our county. Tuesdays at 6 p.m. Pacific, right here on KCNR 96.5 and 1460 AM. Shasta Unmasked, making everything local on the level.
Radio America.
And now, When Radio Was. Brought to you by Radiospirits.com.
I'm your host, Greg Bell, and we begin with Boston Blackie starring originally Chester Morris. Then later resume the yours truly Johnny Dollar storyline, The Confidential Matter. When we play Boston Blackie on When Radio Was, it's usually the syndicated version starring Richard Calmer. But right now, the first actor to voice the role. At the time, Chester Morris had already been starring as Blackie in a series of films. This from August 4th of 1944.
Lever Brothers, makers of Rinso, R-I-N-S-O, Soapy Rich Rinso, present Boston Blackie, starring Chester Morris.
Front boy, did you sign the register, please, sir? Right here. Yes, Miss Manletta. Is there some trouble with your room?
Oh, no, it's fine, thank you. I was just wondering, do you know a Mr. Boston Blackie when you see him?
No, I don't know him. I'm sorry, Miss Manletta.
Well, thanks, just the same. I was supposed to meet him here in the lobby, but I have no idea what he looks like. My uncle arranged the appointment before I left San Francisco.
Oh, there's a man standing over by the newsstand who looks as if he were waiting for someone.
Oh? Oh, yes. Oh, I'm sure that must be Mr. Blackie. Thank you so much.
Yes, ma'am.
Hello there. I hope you'll forgive me. Wasn't I supposed to meet you here? You're you, aren't you?
Yes?
At least Uncle should have had you wear a white carnation.
According to Uncle, white carnations don't stay white long in Pittsburgh.
Uncle told me that you were very witty. But they do in San Francisco, you know.
Well, shall we go?
Where to? Oh, no, don't tell me. I'd rather be surprised.
All right, let's go.
Oh, clerk, I found the man I was looking for. Thank you for your trouble.
No trouble at all. Hello? Room clerk speaking.
Hello. Would you do me a favor, please? I'm supposed to meet a young lady in your lobby, and I've been delayed. Would you have a page, please? Her name is Alice Manletter.
Miss Manletter?
Yes.
Why, she just left here a minute ago. She met someone she was expecting, and she left with him.
Well, that's impossible. Miss Manletter doesn't know anyone in New York.
Well, she told me she had an appointment with a Mr. Boston Blackie, and that's the man she left here with.
But that can't be possible.
And why not?
Because I'm Boston Blackie.
And now, meet Boston Blackie, radio's newest adventure star. Meet Boston Blackie, enemy to those who make him an enemy, friend to those who have no friend.
Listen, clerk, try to think. What did the man look like? I mean, the one Miss Manletter left with.
I don't know, Mr. Blackie. You're rather good-looking,
yes,
about your height and build.
But Miss Manletter didn't know anybody in New York. Her uncle told me that when he asked me to meet her.
Well, I'm sorry I can't help you.
Well, thanks just the same. Oh, here's my card.
Mm-hmm.
If Miss Manletter returns, have her call this number, will you?
Yes, I will.
Taxi, sir?
No, thanks. Look, Dorman, did you happen to notice a man and a girl leaving here about 10 minutes ago? A pretty girl and a man about my height?
Yes, sir. Come to think of it, I did call a taxi for a couple of that answers that description.
Well, do you remember which cab it was?
Yes, it was the one Mike O'Hara drives.
Oh,
that's O'Hara just pulling up to the end of the line now.
Well, thanks a lot. Here, buy your wife some flowers.
Oh, thank you very much, sir.
O'Hara?
Yes, sir?
You just drove a man and a young lady somewhere. I want to go where they went.
Oh, you want to follow someone?
You're a bright lad, O'Hara.
I don't want to get into any trouble. Maybe you'd better get another cab.
Oh, you won't get into any trouble. You see, I'm Inspector Faraday of the Homicide Department.
Oh, Inspector Faraday.
That's right. Okay, step on it.
Oh, sure, Inspector. I'll go as fast as I can. This is it. This is the place I left them off. Right in front of this store.
Oh, thanks. Here, buy yourself a couple of cigars.
Oh, thank you, sir. Gee, I'll buy you a box.
No.
Well, how do you do? I'm looking for a young couple who came here a few minutes ago.
You're looking for a couple. I'm looking for a couple. I'll take a single yet. Nobody comes here. Only Pop and me. Even Pop ain't here now. To have nobody else. See for yourself.
Well, thanks. May I use your telephone, please?
Certainly. That'll be 10 cents. You wouldn't be interested in buying anything, would you, mister?
No, thanks.
No. Well, nobody ever buys anything.
Hello, Ashley Hotel? I'd like to speak to the room clerk, please. Say, Mom, have you got any chewing gum?
Chewing gum he asked for. Is he kidding?
Room clerk speaking.
This is Boston Blackie. Have you had any word from Miss Alice Manletter?
Oh, Mr. Blackie, Miss Manletter's been trying to reach you. She wants you to come down here to see her right away. She's in room 305.
Well, thank you very much. I'll be right over.
Three, please. Third floor.
Oh, thank you. 301, 303. Oh, here we are, 305.
Come in.
Hello.
Hello. So you're Boston Blackie.
Mm-hmm. I'm glad to see you, Miss Manletter. You know, your uncle asked me to look out for you, and then you disappear. Well, you didn't even give me a chance.
Oh, you mean this morning?
Yes.
No, I just met a friend, that's all. He followed me from San Francisco.
Well, I don't blame him. I'd have followed you, too. How was your trip?
Oh, wonderful. This is my first time in New York, you know. I practically lived in a dream all the way here.
Yes. Well, how do you like what you've seen of it?
Wonderful.
You know, I'd like to show you the real town.
Oh, I'd like to, only I've sort of an engagement tonight.
Oh, the same fella?
Mm-hmm.
You haven't wasted much time before I came here, have you?
Only the 18 years before I came here. Isn't that enough?
Well, that's enough for me to be running along, Alice. Oh, here's my phone number, and if you want anything, you just call. How about lunch tomorrow, huh?
Oh, I'd love it. Thanks, Mr. Blackie, for everything.
Oh, everything is nothing. Good night, Alice.
Hi, boss. Nice shooting.
Oh, Shorty, she's a beautiful girl.
Look, why don't you forget Danes for a minute?
Give me a good reason.
15. Just like I'm telling you, boss, your hand ain't steady. You need some more practice.
Well, this Maxim silencer doesn't fit this gun too well.
Oh, how come the new gun, Blackie? Where's your old one?
Well, you see, Shorty,
You what?
Well, I hate to admit it, but I guess I was robbed.
Boston Blackie robbed?
Yeah.
Hey, boss, you ain't in any trouble?
I don't know.
Gee, bullseye, boss.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess this new gun will do until I get my old one back. There's nothing like a workout with a target to keep your aim in shape, Shorty.
You know, I got a funny idea about that, boss.
Yeah?
I don't care if my aim ain't so good as long as the other guys ain't either.
I'll get it, Shorty.
All right.
Hello?
Blackie?
Well, 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 Inspector Faraday, my favorite cop.
Mm-hmm. How'd you guess?
Oh, how could I miss those low, dulcet tones, Inspector?
I want you down here in 10 minutes, Blackie, or I'll send for you.
That's fine, but where's down here?
The Ashley Hotel, room 305.
You won't have to send for me, Inspector. I'll be right down.
Mm-hmm.
Say, boss, Faraday hasn't got you jumping through a rope, has he?
Room 305, Ashley Hotel. Shorty, that's Alice Manletter's room.
Third floor, please. Watch your step getting out.
Thank you.
Come on.
Hi, Inspector. Holy Mac.
Yeah, Blackie, she's dead.
Dead?
As if you didn't know.
Now, wait a minute. How did you know about this, Faraday?
O'Hara, the taxi driver, got suspicious, so reported to headquarters.
Oh.
From his description, I knew it was you, then I got suspicious. So you're going around impersonating me now, eh, Blackie?
Well, you should be flattered.
Why did you kill her?
Wait a minute, Faraday.
Okay, boys, cover him.
Now, don't be a dope. I promised to look after this girl. She was all right when I left her a little while ago.
Yeah, maybe. After we discovered the body, the boys and I waited for you to make an appearance. We knew you'd be back.
Now, Faraday, listen. This girl was Arthur Manletter's niece.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll take care of whoever was responsible for her murder.
No, I'll do that, Blackie. You killed her. Now, that's your gun in her hand.
My gun? But I don't see how that...
We checked the serial numbers, Blackie.
I don't care what you checked.
Mm-hmm.
You can't take me in for this. I didn't kill her, I tell you.
Okay, maybe not. Maybe the serial number on this gun is wrong. You know what a paraffin test is, Blackie?
Oh, sure, I know.
All right. Well, we'll go down to headquarters and cover your hand with paraffin.
Fine.
Then we'll be able to tell whether you fired a gun in the last couple of hours
or not. Inspector, will you listen?
Yeah.
This girl came to New York this morning.
Mm-hmm.
She wasn't supposed to know anybody in town.
Mm-hmm.
And then she told me she'd met a friend.
Well, what are you trying to prove?
I'm trying to prove that somebody killed Alice Manletter, and I've got to be free to find out who did it.
Well, you won't be. I'll see to that personally. And now, oh, wait a minute now. What are you doing in that girl's handbag?
Don't get scared, Inspector, please.
Well, what are you doing?
You've got four cops with guns on me.
Yeah?
This isn't a trick. I might find something here that will help me track down the murderer.
Well, we've searched this whole place, Tom Blackie. There's nothing here. Hold on. Wait a minute. What are you taking out of that bag?
Well, I don't know yet. It's just a piece of paper.
Well, I'll take it. What's this? Boston 5, Zeeland. Louisiana, 3, Saskatchewan, Tennessee, 2, Nevada.
Yeah, okay, Nevada, go ahead.
What are you doing?
I'm just writing down what you've said.
Well, this doesn't make sense. Missouri, 1, 3, Denver, 4, France.
Well, you see, Faraday, that's a code.
Well, you're going to have plenty of time to work it out, Blackie. Come on, let's get going. I'm going to give your hand a paraffin test to find out whether you fired a gun recently. And if you have, take it from me, pal, you'll have to do some talking to keep your head above water.
Well, I'm afraid, Inspector, the only way I can keep my head above water is to duck you.
You're listening to Boston Blackie on When Radio Was. We'll be right back after this brief pause.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
If you're tired of artificial intelligence and dishonest news, tune in to Poke the Hornet's Nest every other Sunday at 8 a.m.
Join Nick Gardner and Doug Janke, two of us who were educated at School of Hard Knocks. Get a layman's view of local government as well as our take on national and world events.
If you're woke, go back to bed. You won't like us. We believe there's a difference between a man and a woman, and I think you probably know what it is.
Tune in to Poke the Hornet's Nest every other Sunday, 8 a.m. here on KCNR1460.com, 96.5 FM, and 1460 AM.
This is Carl Bott. Join Linda and me Monday through Friday from 7 to 9 a.m. for Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. We're going to discuss what's happening in our city, county, state, and nation. Join in. Miss a day, miss a lot. Free Fire Radio, Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 a.m.
This is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy. We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
And now let's get back to Boston Blackie on When Radio Was.
Boston Blackie is in Inspector Faraday's office awaiting the police laboratory report that will show whether he has fired a gun within the past few hours so that Faraday can build a complete case against him for the murder of the girl in the Ashley Hotel.
How does it feel, Blackie, to be sitting there just waiting for a report that could send you to the chair? You nervous?
Boston 5, Zealand, Zealand. Oh. That's the first word. Now, you take the first letters of each word, and you get buzz.
Great. Ha. How do you do it, Blackie? Hmm? You get buzz.
That's right.
Yeah, now we know everything. Who killed the girl, what her mother's maiden name was, and what town she was born in.
That's exactly what I'm trying to find out. After the first letter, there's the number 5.
Hmm.
See, that could be the fifth vowel. You know, A-E-I-O-U.
That's right.
Or do you?
Yes.
Then the word would spell B-U-Z-Z.
Marvelous.
Buzz.
Buzz.
Inspector, this is a clue to the murder.
Oh.
Now, using that system of spelling out the first letters of each word, the note reads, buzz, listen, made, off.
Yeah. What does that mean?
I wish I knew.
Yeah, Faraday. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Right. Thanks. Now, that was it, Blackie. The test showed you fired a gun, all right. And the gun we found next to the girl's body was yours.
Now, Inspector, I lost my gun, and it's true, I fired another. But I was just practicing.
Sure, sure, on a live target.
Oh.
You don't expect me to believe that, do you, Blackie?
Well, frankly, no.
You killed her, and then you put her gun, your gun, in her hand. After wiping off your fingerprints, of course. Oh, that's an old trick, Blackie, an old one. I'm surprised at you. Hey, Matthews, take Blackie down to the cell floor and lock him up. We'll book him later.
Right, Chief. Come on, Blackie.
Okay, okay. Well, you look very nice today, Matthews. New uniform. Who's your tailor?
You won't be able to go to him for a long time.
You know, good old Matthews. Snappy clothes and padded a match. Say, Inspector, may I wash my hands? Well, they're covered with ink from that fingerprint pad. Is it okay?
Oh, sure, sure. But keep an eye on him, Matthews. I'll beat it, both of you. I'm thinking.
Thinking, huh? I'd love to watch.
Oh.
Come on, Matthews. Lock me up. So long, Inspector. Faraday said I could wash my hands, Matthews. Remember?
Go ahead, but no tricks. Here's the washroom. But remember, I'll be right back here with my gun in my hand.
Oh, goody.
I'll let you in on a little secret, Blackie.
What's that?
The inspector brought in a half a dozen extra cops from another precinct just to make sure you didn't break out of here.
No. Only half a dozen? Well, I'm flattered. By the way, Matthews, did you take a shower this morning?
No, last night.
Well, you need another one. Now.
Hey, quit splashing water all over me. I can't see. Hey. Give me my gun.
Not a chance. I'm going to gag you, Matthews, and lock you in here. Come on, turn around. There. Now try and yell. And I want to borrow your uniform. If there are strange cops here, they'll think I'm one of them. You see, I'm leaving in your uniform. Come on, Matthews. Come on, take it off.
Blackie, if Faraday ever finds this waterfront hideout of ours, you know we're sunk.
Oh, Faraday couldn't find a skunk in a perfume shop. Can we just stop worrying?
Okay, okay. What do we do next, boss?
Well, nothing until I get that long-distance call through to Arthur Manletter. The operator's trying to reach him in San Francisco now.
So after we reach him, so what?
Well, I won't know, Shorty, till I talk to him. You see, the only thing I've been able to do since I walked out of headquarters an hour ago was to break the code we found in that girl's bag. It read, buzz, listen, made, off.
Yeah. You told me that before.
Yes, I know. But those words don't make sense. However, suppose we try an association.
You mean we're going to join a club?
Oh, cut it out, Shorty, please. Now, for instance, what does the word buzz make you think of?
A bee.
That's right. Now, let's say the first word is bee.
Yeah.
Now, the second word in the code message is listen.
Uh-huh.
What does that make you think of?
Listen, I don't know. Hey, wait a minute, boss.
Yeah?
Don't tell me now. I'll get
lucky. Listen. The word is here.
Oh.
So the message starts, be here.
Uh-huh.
Then the last two words are made and off. Oh, by the way, Shorty, what's the maid's day off?
Thursday, if anybody still has got one.
Yeah, Thursday's right. So the message reads, be here Thursday.
Oh, that's it. Yesterday was Thursday, the day the gal came to town.
Sure.
Oh,
that's the code, all right. Only what good... There's my call now.
Right.
Hello?
Blackie, this is Manletter in San Francisco.
Oh, hello, Arthur.
Blackie, what's happened? I just heard the radio. It said that Alice has been murdered. The police were searching for you. It's not true, is it, Blackie?
Yes, I'm afraid it's true, Arthur. But you know I didn't do it.
Well, of course you didn't.
I don't know how it happened, but I'm going to find out.
Blackie, look, I feel terrible. This is your 20th birthday. The trip was a present from me.
20th birthday? Oh, wait a minute, Arthur. Is she a brunette?
Oh, no, she had the most beautiful blonde hair you ever saw.
Oh, that's wonderful. Arthur, your niece wasn't murdered.
What?
It wasn't Alice. Now, take my word for it.
But the radio...
Never mind the radio. Your niece wasn't murdered, and I'm going to find her, Arthur. You'll hear from me.
Thanks, Blackie. Thanks. Call me as soon as you know anything, will you?
I will. Goodbye.
Now, why did you tell him that for, Blackie?
Because it's true, Shorty. You see, I never saw the real Alice Manletter. I took it for granted she was the girl in the hotel room.
Oh.
But that girl said she was 18 and Manletter's niece is 20. And the color of her hair settles it.
Okay, but what happens now?
Well, the real Alice Manletter left the hotel this morning with a man.
Uh-huh.
The cab driver gave me the address, but she wasn't there, of course.
Uh-huh.
They evidently got off there, but must have walked down the street to another house.
Well, what do we do first?
Well, let's see. First, we've got to get a couple of messenger uniforms.
Yeah.
Then you'll take one side of the street, and I'll take the other, and we'll ring every doorbell and say we have a wire for Alice Manletter.
Well, what good will that do?
Whoever is holding Alice will know it's a trick and will try to grab us. That's what I'll be waiting for. Telegram for Alice Manletter.
Ain't nobody here but that name.
Are you sure?
Sure, I'm sure. There ain't nobody in this block for that name either. I don't know. I've lived here for 40 years.
Gee, this reminds me of Alan's Alley. Should I try the next block?
Well, we'll try it together, but I got two more houses to go. Wait for me.
Okay.
I've got to find that girl, Shorty.
Okay, boss. If it's a girl, you'll find her.
Duvant.
Telegram for Alice Manletter.
Did you come in?
Well, is Miss Manletter here? She's got a sign for this personally.
Yeah.
Ah, nice place you have here. I noticed a sign outside saying this was a doctor's home.
In here, please.
Yeah, okay. Thanks.
Hey, what's this?
See if he is armed, Otto.
Yeah, I'll see. Keep your gun on him, Joe.
Yellow.
Hey, here's his gun here, Doctor. Here, in his card case.
Boston Blackie, we were hoping you would come. It took you a little longer than we thought.
Oh, you knew I'd be here, huh?
The girl said she was supposed to meet you in the hotel lobby.
Huh?
And Otto here made a mistake and thought she was one of us.
I see, so that's what happened.
Otto was supposed to meet one girl, he met another. He thought she was someone else, and she thought he was someone else. Simple blunder.
Oh, you mean the super race has made a simple blunder?
But everything has been taken care of. This girl knows no one else in the city, and very soon, she will know nothing at all.
Oh, I see. And that goes for me, too, I suppose.
Yeah, well.
Ouch, but you take it easy with my hands back there, boy.
I am tight, Otto. You see, too?
Easy.
Good, good. We have only a few moments.
Yeah, that's right. You just listen to the newscast. You better work fast, boys. You have only a few moments. Warsaw, Paris, Berlin.
American chief. Take him in the other room. Better carry him.
Yeah. Help me, Joe.
Yeah. I open the door for you. Just throw him in. The lens on his neck. It's too bad.
Ready, Joe?
Let's throw him. Yeah.
Who is that?
Well, I think it's me, Boston Blackie.
Oh.
You're Alice Manletter, of course.
Oh, Boston Blackie, I'm so glad you're here.
Thanks.
So much has happened to me.
Yes, I think I know most of it.
You think we'll get out of here?
Well, we're certainly going to try. Let's do something about these ropes. You're tied up, too, aren't you?
Yes.
Well, they weren't nice enough to leave some lights on so I could see what it was doing. Well, there's the first one off. Now for my legs. See, I just thought of something. That girl accomplice must have lifted my gun when I was up there, figuring that if I found out she was a spy, she could take care of me. Oh, well, the legs are free. Now I'll untie you.
Thank you. What's that?
They're going to send a message. We'll be able to hear what they say. The microphone's right up against the wall. Now, your hands are free. Work on your ankles, and I'll listen.
All right.
Yes, catch him on. Hanover, 4-2. Yes, catch him on.
S-H-O-E-S. Shoes.
One, Nevada,
Denver. A-N-D. And shoes and...
Saskatchewan, 2-1, Louisiana, 3, Nevada, Georgia, Wisconsin, 1, then tipping...
Sealing wax. Shoes and sealing wax.
1-5, Tennessee, 5, Missouri, Nevada.
A-U-T-U-M-N, autumn. Shoes and sealing wax, autumn. That's the message so far.
Geneva, 1, Louisiana, 1, Hanover, 1, Denver... Louisiana 1, Nevada, Chicago 2, Louisiana 4, Tennessee.
That spells Galahad and Lancelot.
They stopped sending.
Yeah.
What did they say? Do you know?
Now, keep working on those ropes, Alice.
Yes.
Now, here's the message. Shoes and sealing wax. That's from Alice in Wonderland. The word missing is ships. Well, that could be the first word in the message.
That's the way it works?
Sure. Now, let's see. The next thing was autumn. Autumn. What's that make you think of, Alice?
I don't know. Autumn leaves, perhaps?
That's it. Then they said Galahad and Lancelot. They were two knights of the round table.
Two knights.
That's it. Ships leave to night. That's the message. We've got to get out and stop that convoy from sailing. There'll be a U-boat pack waiting for it shore.
I've worked the knot loose, I think.
Good. Now give me your ropes. I'm going to need them.
What are you going to do?
Well, they'll be in for us in a minute. Is there a chair in the room?
There's one next to me. I'm leaning against
it. Good. I'll put it alongside the door and stand on it. When the Nazis come in, you'll be in back of the door and slam it shut behind them.
But they'll see us.
Oh, no. Not a chance. The room is too dark. I'll drop a noose over them, but quick.
Shh. I think I hear something.
Okay. Now I'll carry this chair over, and you stand behind the door.
All ready, Blackie.
Yeah, me too.
We'll do it, Doctor, just like you said. Now, come in with me, Joe.
Now, Alice.
Your gun. Get out your gun, Otto.
I can't get it out. My arms are pinned down.
Here's a present, Nazi.
Oh,
now, don't be jealous, pal. Here's one for you, too. Oh, you can take it, huh, kid? Okay. Well, I guess that does it, Alice.
What is going on in there? Otto,
oh,
you...
Watch this, Alice.
Come in here, Doctor. Quick.
What is look?
This is...
Alice, get on that telephone in the other room, quick. Tell the FBI what you know. Then call Inspector Faraday while I keep an eye on these Nazis. Now, when you get him...
Hold it, Blackie. Don't move. I've got you cold this time.
Well, hot or cold, you'll hate yourself in the morning, Faraday, but I'm glad you're here.
Yeah.
How did you manage it?
I managed it, boss.
What?
I got worried, and I couldn't bust in here alone, so I called your old friend Faraday.
Oh.
Yeah, and I landed up here with both feet in 10 minutes flat.
When you do anything with your feet, Faraday,
flat is the right word.
Oh.
Oh, thanks, Alice, for clearing me with Faraday.
Oh, Blackie, you're wonderful.
Oh.
You saved my life and broke up a spy ring, and it doesn't bother you a bit. Don't you feel good about it?
Oh, I should say I do. So good, I'm going to celebrate.
Alone?
Oh, no, no. You're coming with me, Alice. But first, we're going to call your Uncle Arthur.
What are you going to say?
Well, I'm going to tell him I've spent a lot of time looking for you. But from now on, I'm looking after you.
Friends, of course you know the tremendous part our merchant marine is playing in the war. But did you know that the merchant marine is being expanded to meet increasing supply problems on every front, to meet the universal demand for a strong post-war merchant marine? Yes, 6 ships a day instead of 5 will soon be coming off the ways of our shipyards, and every one of them must be manned by 40 to 50 men. So, if you have had previous sea experience, or if you want to get into a well-paying job where everything you do will help to win the war and to build your own personal future, then join the United States Merchant Marine. Apply at once by wiring collect to United States Merchant Marine, Washington, D.C. Be sure to listen at this same time next week for another exciting adventure with Boston Blackie. You can see Chester Morris as Boston Blackie on the screen at your favorite movie theater. Boston Blackie's latest Columbia picture is One Mysterious Night, soon to be released. Richard Lane appears as Inspector Faraday, music by Charles Cornell. This is Harlow Wilcox saying goodnight for Boston Blackie, brought to you by the makers of Rinso, the soap that gets clothes.
This is the National Broadcasting Company.
That indeed, Chester Morris is Boston Blackie from August 4th, 1944. As I mentioned, Morris also played the role in a series of films for Columbia Pictures. I'm Greg Bell, and up next on When Radio Was, our weekly visit with yours truly, Johnny Dollar, right after this break.
In the 1950s and 60s, radio's Gunsmoke brought listeners gripping stories about people who came to Kansas to leave the past behind. And those who came to Kansas because they couldn't leave the past behind.
Asa Ledbetter. He's in Dodge.
Asa Ledbetter? Is he an outlaw?
No, sir. But I seen him at the Long Branch, and there's only one thing he's here for, Mr. Dillon.
Well, what?
To kill me.
Today, listeners can still go to Dodge with 20 episodes of Danger, Grit, and Gunfire in Radio Spirit's 10-CD collection, Gunsmoke Snakebite.
Let's talk about Chester.
Does he really think Asa Ledbetter's after him?
Well, that's what he says.
Not like Chester to make up a thing like that.
No.
Matt?
You stay here.
No, I'm going with you.
William Conrad stars as U.S. Marshal Matt Dillon, with Georgia Ellis as Kitty, Parley Bear as Chester, and Howard McNear as Doc.
Matt?
Yeah, what is it, Matt?
Come over here at the window.
What? What's going on?
Look, down there in the street.
That's Asa Ledbetter.
And Chester's standing there about to shoot him.
For a limited time, Gunsmoke Snakebite is available for 50% off the regular price. Order yours today for only $19.98 at radiospirits.com or call 855-798-5560 and use offer code SNAKE77.
All right, where's Chester at? I don't know where he is, Ledbetter.
You're lying.
Yeah, I'm lying.
Get Gunsmoke Snakebite at radiospirits.com or call 855-798-5560 and use offer code SNAKE77 to get 50% off.
Get out of that doorway, Marshal.
No.
I'll shoot you if you don't.
You'll shoot Chester if I do.
This offer is available for a limited time to U.S. residents only and cannot be combined with any other offer.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, powered by Intel.
Do you have a backup for your devices?
And so I have a quick stat for you here. So 16% said that they back up their data always. I'd really like that to be a little bit higher. Yeah. Another 22% said they back it up very often, which is excellent. So there's no reason why we can't back up our data. There's so many ways to do it.
That's cybersecurity expert Christine Menard. And she explains why backing up your stuff is super important.
We're talking about if your files get corrupted, if your hardware fails, if you've been the victim of a cyber attack, or even if there's been a natural disaster like a house fire or a flood, that backup will make the difference between you being able to get back to regular life quickly and it being a much longer process.
And Christina's right. Take it from me. A regular backup can save you hours, if not days, of frustration.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, powered by Intel.
Welcome back to Win Radio Was, and now the third installment of the five-part Yours Truly Johnny Dollar storyline, The Confidential Matter. Enjoy.
From Hollywood, it's time now for...
Johnny Dollar.
This is Hector, Mr. Dollar.
Hector?
Hector Nerkley, at the Drakeley Arms Apartments. You were here night before last inquiring about the late Mr. Morgan.
Oh, yes, I remember. What can I do for you, Mr. Nerkley?
Oh, it's really quite the other way around.
All right, what can you do for me?
Well, I can give you some very interesting information, if you care to come over here.
Why can't you give it to me on the phone?
I'll tell you exactly why, Mr. Dollar, when you come over.
Oh, for the love of
Kemper,
people.
Kemper.
And why not? A month ago, the best friend I had in the world drove his car off a cliff into the Pacific. And his body's still out there in the ocean somewhere. It's never been recovered.
Mr. Dollar.
Then it turns out he was 83. I can't find the money, you know, the woman he was running around with before his death. I can't find out anything. And now if I want some... All right, I'll be there in 30 minutes.
Tonight and every weekday night, Bob Bailey in the transcribed adventures of the man with the action-packed expense account. America's fabulous freelance insurance investigator.
Yours truly, Johnny Dollar. From Special Investigator Johnny Dollar, location San Francisco. To the home office, Eternity Mutual Insurance Company, Hartford, Connecticut. Assignment, the confidential matter. Expense account continued. Item 9, $1.70 taxi from my hotel to the Drakeley Arms Apartments. A snooty high-priced joint where Ed Morgan had lived during the last 4 months of his life. Ed Morgan, a pipe-and-slippers bachelor who'd suddenly and strangely turned to champagne cocktails and high living. Who, as head of an insurance claims office, had found a way of swindling his employer out of $80,000 in 4 months. And who died a month ago as mysteriously as he'd lived. This was the man who at the moment was my assignment. Whose past I was supposed to uncover. And he was also the man who had been my lifelong friend.
Well, good evening, Mr. Dollar.
My, you did make excellent time.
Now, look, if this turns out to be a runaround, so help
Kemper?
Me out. All right. You said you had some very important information that couldn't be discussed over the phone.
Well, it could have been discussed, of course. But, well, this information has to do with one of our guests, Mr. Dollar. A certain lovely young widow whom you seemed most concerned about the last night.
Nikki Barrett.
Quite.
Has she come back? Is she here?
I'm afraid not.
Then what is it?
First, I must ask you what your intentions are toward Mrs. Barrett.
Well, I'm not going to marry her.
Please. I hardly thought you were.
All right, then what's the point?
Simply this. I happen to be in a position to put you in touch with Mrs. Barrett.
You know where she's hiding out?
Hiding out?
All right, I'll drop the implication. You know where she is.
I do.
Well, then let's have it.
Why do you wish to find her?
Because she's the only lead I've got on the Morgan case. She and Ed were thicker than thieves during the 4 months before his death. And she was with him the night he was killed. Earlier in the evening, at least.
Are you going to have her arrested?
No. I just want to ask her some questions. I've got no case against her. Not yet, at least.
Mr. Dollar, can I depend upon you in one very important respect?
What's that?
Under no circumstances must you let Mrs. Barrett know that I told you where she is.
What's the matter? Afraid the board of directors would bust you to bellhop and strip off your gardenia?
That is not amusing. Nor too improbable, as a matter of fact. After all, the watchword of the Drakeley Arms is discretion.
Yeah, well, all right. It's a deal. I won't tell her.
Of course, there is one more little detail.
Oh, now what?
Well, the last time you requested information from me, Mr. Dollar, you were kind enough and generous enough. Well, really, this is a bit awkward.
What is it, Hector? Is the gardenia fund getting low?
Well, you did say, as I recall, that it was merely an item in an expense account.
All right. Here's another $20.
Oh, thank you, sir.
Now, what about Nikki Barrett?
We just received a letter from Mrs. Barrett. She asks that her mail be forwarded to her in care of American Express. Panama City, Panama.
Item 10, $20, gratuity. Item 11, $388.45, hotels and telegrams, incidentals in San Francisco, and plane fare to Panama. I'd sent wires ahead before I left the States. It wasn't until after I cleared customs and was heading for the American Express office that I was certain the messages had produced any results.
Dispense me, por favor.
Yeah?
You are Senor Johnny Dollar from the Estados, no?
That's right.
Capitan Garcia Ramullo of the Panama Federal Police has sus órdenes.
Oh, glad to know you, Captain.
I am honored, Senor. We have received your telegram, and I have been instructed to cooperate with you very intensive.
Well, it may take just that. Now, about the woman I described in the telegram.
The Senora Barrett. Oh, Santa Madre, what a beautiful woman.
So I've heard.
You have not had the pleasure of acquainting her?
Not yet.
The best of your life is before you in that case.
Then I'll speed up and get to it. So you've already located her, huh?
Oh, but of course, Senor. She has not changed her name, as you think, perhaps. So it was most simple.
Good. Glad I didn't cause you too much trouble.
Trouble? Senor, merely to gaze upon such a one is worth a lifetime of trouble.
Which is exactly what it cost a couple of guys I know.
Such eyes, such hair, such lips,
yeah.
Such...
what do you say we...
Forgive me, Senor. I am carried away with it.
Well, where is this living little doll staked out at the moment?
She is registered at the Hotel Primeso, room 17.
Hotel Primeso?
This is something most unusual, I think.
What do you mean?
The Primeso is one hotel very small, which is located on the waterfront. It's most for sailors, fishermen.
I see.
The beautiful turista one would think to find in a hotel of more elegance.
She may be deliberately staying away from the tourist belt.
Yes, sabe, senor. Who can tell the reasons of a woman?
Yeah. Is she living there alone?
So I have been informed. You expect someone with her?
I don't know what to expect. I don't even know why she came here. I'm moving in blind.
See, life is most difficult at times.
You didn't talk to her, did you? Let her know you were checking on her?
Please, senor.
I'm sorry, Captain. I had to be sure.
She is most entirely without suspicion.
Good, good. Well, I suppose I'd better check into a hotel first.
Then what are your plans, senor?
I don't know exactly. I'll talk to her, try to get some answers. And from there on, I'll just have to call it as I go.
I hope this lovely lady has not involved in some serious crime.
I hope not, too. But I wouldn't bet much on it.
Time to take a short break on this Johnny Dollar episode. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Turtle Bay's 5th annual Redding Garden of Lights is back for another fun-filled holiday season, open on select dates from November 22nd through January 5th. Featuring over 10 acres of outdoor illuminated gardens filled with 2 million lights, don't miss this year's new additions, including new light displays and premium ticket packages. Plus, holiday-themed food, drinks, music, glowing swings, model trains, and much more. Redding Garden of Lights is presented by Mercy Medical Center Redding. Buy tickets now at turtlebay.org.
Looking for the freshest top-shelf flower? Look no further than the Queen of Dragons in the city of Shasta Lake, where they work directly with small, local farmers to bring you the finest flower that fits your price. The Queen of Dragons has the best prices on carts, edibles, concentrates, and pre-rolls. Plus, don't miss happy hour every day from 6 p.m. until close and all day Sundays. Don't just stock up on toilet paper. The Queen of Dragons has great deals, so you can stock up on the best flower for the best prices. So what are you waiting for? Stop by Queen of Dragons at 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard or call 530-238-5638 for details or delivery. That's 530-238-5638. And don't forget to follow Queen of Dragons on Facebook and X at the Queen Dragons for all the latest deals and updates. Support Queen of Dragons, a local business in the city of Shasta Lake, where you'll find the most friendly and knowledgeable staff. Queen of Dragons at 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard. Visit queenofdragons.com or follow us on X at the Queen Dragons. KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and heard online at KCNR1460.com, has teamed up with the Flag Center and are giving you a chance to win an American flag. And there are two ways to qualify to win a beautiful, high-quality American flag by Annan. We will be giving them away every Friday morning at 8:15. Now, the first way to qualify is listen weekdays between 7 a.m. and 9 a.m. with Carl and Linda Bott during Free Fire Radio. And they're going to let you know when to call in to qualify at 530-605-4566. And the second way to qualify, check out our Facebook page. Look for the American flag and type your name in the comments. Then, every Friday morning at 8:15, we will draw a winner of a beautiful American flag from the Flag Center at 2124 Hilltop Drive and your friends here at KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at KCNR1460.com.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our expert guests will give you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites. Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your local John Deere ag and turf products. Join us every Sunday from noon until 2, wethepeopleradio.us.
What shall we do about them?
And now let's get back to Bob Bailey, starring in Yours Truly, Johnny Dollar, on When Radio Was.
Item 12, $8, taxi, flat rate for the rest of the day. And by the time I checked into a hotel and showered and changed, the rest of the day didn't have long to go. The Hotel Promesa was on the waterfront, as Captain Garcia had said, and some distance from town. But although it wasn't a tourist trap, neither was it quite the sailor's flophouse I'd been led to expect. It was built native style with bamboo shutters and wide verandas, half buried in a thicket of mango and banana. $5 bought me the desk clerk's undying affection, and 2 minutes later I stood unannounced at the door of room 17.
Just a minute. It's about time. I ordered that ice at least a... I thought you were the bellboy.
No. The name is Johnny Dollar.
Johnny Dollar.
Mind if I come in, Mrs. Bird?
What for?
Well, it would be more comfortable than trying to talk out here in the veranda.
What is it you want to talk about?
A friend of mine. Name of Ed Morgan.
All right. Come on in. Sit down, Mr. Dollar.
Thanks.
I'd offer you a drink, but there's no ice. And it's in this kind of heat.
I don't care for a drink, thanks.
You'd think it would cool off after the sun goes down, but it doesn't. At least not very much. Sometimes a breeze comes up from the... What are you staring at, Mr. Dollar?
You?
Why?
I'd had such glowing reports about you that I was sure they were exaggerated. They weren't.
Thanks. And did you come all the way down here just to check those glowing reports?
How do you know I came all the way down here?
What do you mean?
Maybe I live here.
No. I've heard of you before, Ed. Mr. Morgan used to talk about you.
Was it Ed or Mr. Morgan?
You don't miss much, do you?
I try not to.
It was Ed, as you undoubtedly knew.
Yes, I know. But I wasn't sure why.
Why?
Why he lost his head. Now that I've seen you, I can understand. Who wouldn't?
Oh, please. I'd rather not talk about it, Mr. Dollar. Ever since that terrible accident, there's been only one thing I've wanted. To forget.
Well, I'm sorry to have to bring up unpleasant memories, Mrs. Barrett, but I've got to ask you some questions.
There's nothing...
The night of his death, what time did he leave you?
What do you mean?
You were together earlier in the evening. You left the bar at the Drigley Arms together at 9 o'clock, but shortly after midnight, when Ed ran his car off a cliff into the Pacific, he was apparently alone.
We went to dinner, then he brought me back to the apartment house. He was going to Half Moon Bay to see a client. That's why he happened to be on that road. I don't want to talk about it, Mr. Dollar. It's horrible to think of him dying that way. His body's still out there in the ocean somewhere. That's why I came down here. To get away and try to forget.
Then you thought quite a lot of him, huh?
We were going to be married.
I see. Well, it's too bad it didn't work out with all the wealth Ed had and the beauty you have.
Well, I had the idea that he just worked for an insurance company.
And lived the way he did? Oh, come now, Mrs. Barrett.
Well, actually, I didn't really consider it. My husband had left me quite well off.
How long were you married before he died?
Only 10 months.
Well, you do have bad luck, don't you?
I don't think this attitude of yours...
Relax. Here, have a cigarette.
I don't smoke.
Oh? Do you mind if I do?
No, of course not.
Thanks. Do you have a suite here, Mrs. Barrett, or just this one room?
Just this room. Why?
Oh, then this door must lead to the bath.
What do you think you're doing?
Empty, huh?
Of course it's empty.
Uh-huh. Then the other possibility is that closet.
Stay away from there.
When I came in, there was cigarette smoke in the air, stubs in the ashtray.
There's no one here. Stay away from there.
Oh, look, Mrs. Barrett, turning out the lights may be romantic, but it's not the idea. What? You... I was still conscious but groggy, and I couldn't seem to get off the floor. I heard someone moving, heard the door to the veranda open and close. I shook my head, tried to clear it. I finally staggered to my feet and found the light switch. Nikki Barrett was cowering back against the wall, staring at me, scared but not saying anything. I stumbled toward the door. The veranda was empty. There was no sign of movement in the shadows. So there was somebody hiding in that closet.
No. There wasn't anybody here. I'm the one who hit you.
You'd have to have a fist three times your size.
It's true.
Forget it. I know the game now. I should have known it a lot sooner.
You're wrong.
There's only one person in this world who tears cigarettes apart and shreds the paper that way.
No!
The two of you, in on it together. They didn't find his body because there wasn't any body to find. He's still alive. He was right here in this room. That was Ed Morgan.
Now, here is our star to tell you about tomorrow's episode of this week's story.
Tomorrow, a search for a dead man who intends to stay dead and who is willing to kill to do it. Join us, won't you? Yours truly, Johnny Dollar.
Yours truly, Johnny Dollar, starring Bob Bailey, is transcribed in Hollywood. Written by Les Crutchfield, it is produced and directed by Jack Johnstone. Be sure to join us tomorrow night, same time and station, for the next exciting episode of Yours Truly, Johnny Dollar. Hugh Brundage speaking.
Confidential Matter. We'll have the penultimate episode of that five-part September 1956 storyline at the same time and day on your local radio station next week. I'm your host, Greg Bell, and Bob Bailey was a native of Toledo, while also born in that city on the Ohio-Michigan border. A few others with radio connections. For example, Cliff Arquette, actress Shirley Mitchell, and a certain very skilled voice artist. Short of stature but known for his extensive cartoon work, namely for Hanna-Barbera Studios. Can you name him? A further hint? He was the voice of Yogi Bear and Huckleberry Hound. I'll have the answer, then wrap up when radio was, right after this break.
Unforgettable, that's what you are. Unforgettable.
Nat King Cole is unforgettable, with 100 of his original recordings in a 4-CD collection, now available at musicrewind.com.
A very strange enchanted boy. They say he wandered very far over land and sea.
Order Nat King Cole 100 Hits today at musicrewind.com or call 800-206-5002 and pay only $22.98 for 4 CDs. Now and get a special savings on shipping. Just enter or mention promo code KING99.
Why, it's almost like being in love. It is only a paper moon hanging over a cardboard
sea.
Enjoy 100 of Nat King Cole's greatest hits, such as Too Young, Ramblin' Rose, Orange Colored Sky, For Sentimental Reasons, A Blossom Fell, and many more. All for the amazingly low price of $22.98 for four CDs. Go to musicrewind.com or call 800-206-5002 today and use promo code KING99 to save on shipping.
Though your heart is aching, smile even though it's breaking.
Don't wait. Call 800-206-5002 or go to musicrewind.com now. Remember promo code KING99 for bonus savings on shipping. This offer is available for a limited time to U.S. residents only and cannot be combined with any other offer.
I'm Steve Keeker, president of Senior Care Consulting. For those of you working in the business of senior care, I have an amazing opportunity for you. If you have ever thought about owning your own business, this is for you. If you're a nursing home administrator, assisted living executive director, sales and marketing representative, director of nursing, or director of social services, this is what we do. We help our clients find the right senior care community. We're not another run-of-the-mill free referral service. We're very different. We offer a placement service with integrity. We're currently offering special incentives for the first five franchise owners. I call it the Founders Club. Take advantage of this amazing incentive and opportunity. For more information about owning your own senior care consulting franchise, call 833-722-3726. 833-722-3726 or visit seniorcareconsulting.com.
Welcome back. Before the break, we're talking about a Toledo, Ohio-born radio actor and cartoon voice specialist. This guy was Yogi Bear, Huckleberry Hound, Quick Draw McGraw, Snagglepuss, Augie Doggie, Wally Gator, Elroy Jetson, and many more. His name? Dawes Butler. My name? Greg Bell. And remember to check us out online. We're located at whenradiowas.com. Until next time, I bid you farewell.
When Radio Was is presented by RadioSpirits.com. This is your announcer, Bart Taylor.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.